the Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Black Bears, and Chuck Fiebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe, the Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
High School in the Reynolds community of North Carolina tonight, the Pisgah Black Bears. Their 0-2 will take on the 2-0 Reynolds Rockets, along with my partner Chuck Fiebernetz, Chad Upton, Tim Hodges back in our Canton studio. Pisgah's got a very difficult task on hand tonight as they go against 4A Reynolds. Pisgah 0-2 on the season. Losses 2 weeks ago to Inca, the week before that to a very good TC Robertson team. Reynolds comes in much like they always are, very strong, very powerful. The team that you have to circle on your calendar as being one of those games that you really going to have to fight and battle for to try to win. We got to come over to this place and see what we can do with it, Chuck.
Well, this is a big game for our boys right now. The fact that we're reeling at an 0-2 record and averaging giving up 47 points a game is unbear-like, black-bear-like for Pisgah High School. So it's been a long 2 weeks for the kids. We've had a couple issues to address, the conditioning issue, which reared its ugly head in the game against Inca midway through the third quarter, and we had guys dehydrated in large numbers. For most of the fourth quarter, we were having 7 to 8 backups play, and that all hit with a 35-13 lead, and by the time a quarter and a half goes, we're wondering what just happened to us, and we lose the football game 49-42. So, it's just things that you got to overcome. They're not conference, games, and that's the most important. This is the last of the non-conference games before we get into the WNC Athletic Conference. So this is a big game, and then they got the issues of the tackling that they've worked on. They've worked hard the last 2 weeks on these things to get better. Coach Presley feels they've gotten better. But, the test doesn't get any easier because you now have the 4A, state champions of 2 years ago, the Reynolds Rockets contend with. And so you just got to hope and play mistake-free football against this football team.
Well, that's one of the questions I was going to ask you first off. What kind of adjustments have we made the last 2 weeks? Had the bye week last week. I know we did a lot of conditioning because that's something that we were concerned about. I knew that was going to happen 2 weeks or last week after David Preston showed that's something we were going to really focus on because of all the cramping and the dehydration issues and so forth. But in terms of what we were able to look at, put in, that kind of thing, what have you seen over the last 2 weeks?
Coaches, we're a basic downhill running team now. We have found that, this I formation that they've got, as Coach Presley likes to run the football out of the eye, and they put a few things in. We might see a little bit more option attack out of the I formation, which would resemble somewhat of the old Nebraska I that they ran. So we're going to see things like that. But other than that, our playbook is still, at the core of plays, and we just got to get better at executing them rather than putting in some more wrinkles. We have got to get better on the offensive side with the guys up front. They've really worked on the guys up front to opening up holes, assignment football, not missing assignments, getting the right people. We saw the Inca game where they were stunting linebackers, 2 and 3 linebackers, every time the ball was snapped. So they worked hard at picking up the blitz, from an offensive standpoint. They got more efficient at the timing of running routes and passing the ball and throwing, again, getting more proficient at throwing to the tight end and check down routes to help, the Warrior quarterback, I call him, Josh Nolan. The young man has got some more options to go to. When teams start to, defend us in a certain way, we're going to attack it, with some other pass patterns. And we're going to, we're still going to run downhill with the running backs. We got Dakota King and the junior, and then the sophomore, Dustin Messer. Right. So defensively, look, bottom line is defensively, we just got to get better, tackling. We're not a very good tackling football team in the first two games. That's why you look at that and see 47 points average they're giving up. Pisgah fans pride themselves on defensive football. And, Coach Presley spoke highly of this team and its athletic ability. But two things. On the defensive side, they're not having problems lining up wrong. They line up properly. It's taking the proper angles. Tackling in football is taking proper angles. They worked on the angles and then they also work on, you know, the wraps. Getting there and finishing the play. Coming to the ball with an attitude and finishing it with an attitude.
Absolutely. One of the men there, Levi Holland, had a concussion last week. What's his status right now?
Well, Levi had the bye week, which came at a great time. You know, Levi is back. He's had his time off that he's had. Don't know the amount of playoff, you know, playing time that he'll see in the minutes, but he's expected to play if not start. But again, you know, when you're coming off, if you take a blow, you know, it's easy to get a second concussion off of the first one. And we happen to see Levi on a kickoff. You know, he had a major collision with an Inca Jet, and you could see him kind of gather himself after that time, and he was out. So, you know, but Nick Phillips has come in and done a marvelous job at the linebacker spot. So our linebackers, you know, we got some guys that can get there, but they just got to learn to properly get there in the right, you know, the proper angles and finish the play. The one concern that Coach Presley has coming into this football game is the amount of personal 15-yard face mask penalties, because we're tackling high. And so he's really stressed that in the 2 weeks for his defense to really map up and get the trunks of these runners and the ball carry, so they don't have these, you know, penalties, because not only will turnovers kill your momentum, but penalties, you know, three times we stopped Inca and they got a first down and got to move the chains because of 15-yard face mask penalty. So those are issues that they've worked on. I suspect they're going to be a better football team because we made improvements. We took two steps forward from the first game to the second game. And that's where you make your major, you know, improvements, is that first and second game. But we took two steps back defensively, but a lot had to do with, you know, late in the game, we were playing a lot of backups.
One of the things you're talking about in terms of penalties, that Reynolds has been penalized very heavily this year. They've had 165 penalties for 1,500 yards. So, you know, one of the things that you can turn around a football game real quick, especially with the amount of time that you have to play a high school football game, is turnovers and penalties. Maybe that'll rear its ugly head for Reynolds a little bit, get us in a good position tonight.
Well, a lot of times coaches like to throw in too much in the playbook, and you have on either side, you have players that are doubting. They're not really sure that they're going to get the right blocking assignment when you have the football. And so, if you know, it's like the old days with Joe Paterno. Line up, I got five plays, I'm just going to beat you. I'm going to keep pounding at you, and my guys know who to block, you know, and you may even know it's coming, but you still got to get off the block. And that's another thing that we worked on over the 2 weeks, is getting off of blocks and getting to the ball carry. We have guys on the defensive side staying on blocks too long. You know, they're trying to read instead of just stripping the blocker, shedding them or ripping, you know, using rip techniques or swim techniques, but getting that off the blocker so they can pursue the ball carry.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show on WPTL.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Back live here with the Black Bear Cafe Black Bear Cafe Preview Show tonight. Reynolds takes on Pisgah here at Reynolds High School. Other teams in action tonight: Mountain Heritage at North Buncombe. North Buncombe is 0-3. Mountain Heritage is 1-1. Asheville plays the Q Foundation. That's a mismatch right there to begin with. Asheville looks very tough right now, Chuck. Beating Tuscola last week, 30-14. Asheville is what they are. Sounds like once again this year.
Well, I'll tell you what, when you talk about the Pumas, they're fast, they're very athletic, they got a, you know, above average line, but their athletes just overcome their deficiencies on the offensive line. But on the defensive side, you know, things would have been different in that Tuscola game. I really believe, unfortunately for Tuscola, they were on the 1-inch line, first down and goal from the 1-inch line, and on that play, the first down play, Rob Howard pulled the ball, and their quarterback,
Rob Howard,
you know, hit Rob Howard,
yeah,
extremely hard. and he went down, and all of a sudden, next, you know, the cart's out there, and he's out, you know, he pretty much
MCL,
out.
MCL, right?
Yeah. He tore his MCL, and so they lost a quarterback, and then the next two plays, they lost yardage, and they're not trying a field goal from that bad angle and missed the field goal. So they came away. They were first down at the one, first and goal from the one-inch line and didn't get points, and the complexion of that game, because if they would have scored, it would have been a game-tying score. And that complexion of that football game changed because four plays later, Asheville was in the end zone going up two scores. And then it was just a matter of, but, you know, Coach Kiefer's kids played extremely hard over there at Tuscola, you know. But they were just, they had to put in Levi Duffield in the backfield.
Boy, they got a tough one tonight, too.
Folks, I'm telling you, that Elizabethan Tennessee football team, segueing over to there, you know, their head coach is the brother of Jason Witten,
right,
tight end at Dallas. They got great football players there this year. They got a great football team. They talk about the running back, but their running back had over 300 all-purpose yards against Asheville last year, and that was only as a junior. They talk about the quarterback and the running back, and they got big kids and strong, and so, you know, you would like to go in there with your starting quarterback and, you know, your starting safety, but they don't have Rob Howard, so they have to do what they got, and they'll line it up, strap them up, and go play some football.
The team looks pretty good so far, Irwin. We saw the preseason. They're 3-0. And they've got our essential team, team that they should beat tonight.
Irwin is a team that's very young. We'll have a lot of players come back, but they're, again, the well coached. Coach Sexton got his, cut his teeth, in the coaching ranks under Coach Presley, and they're similar styles of coaching, and, you know, folks, they just, you know, Sexton's got his boys playing a certain style of football. They bought into it, and again, Irwin's back into the mix of things when you start talking about the MAC championship.
Yeah, they are. Looking around the area again, Shelby Crest at Robertson tonight. A very, very interesting football game. Crest lost 9-3 to Shelby last week. TC lost an upset 20-0 to Franklin, a game that we didn't see coming out on that end, but I understand that Robertson made a lot of mistakes. It was kind of a strange ball game for them.
Well, and again, you always look back at the team they're playing, and here's Franklin. And we said early in the preseason, don't discount the Franklin Panthers as far as one of the premier teams in our conference. Because they've got everybody back. They've got a great offensive line. And, you know, you got Tommy Evans, their D1 prospect as far as the offensive line is concerned. They've got great coaching down there. And so, you know, and Franklin is a good football team. But I will have to tell you, coming back from Mount Airy, I had to go attend a family matter on Friday. So I was coming back getting updates of when Rhonda called me with the scores. And she said that the score was 28-0. I said, is that all Robertson beat Asheville by? I mean, beat Franklin. And she said, no, Franklin beat Robertson 28-0. I said, no, you got that wrong.
I had
to get that verified. She said, Chuck, I listened to it. Franklin beat Robertson 28-0. And I went, oh. Because after tonight, we go into the conference with East Henderson, and we had no idea.
That's right.
What East Henderson's got. We thought they were good. Early season games leads us to, well, maybe they're not as good as we thought. And then turn around and then, so we don't know what to expect from East Henderson when we then got to travel to the worst place to go try and win a football game, the Pit in Franklin, the next weekend.
Absolutely.
So this thing's really starting to get dicey for the Black Bears.
Madison at West Henderson tonight. Madison at 2-0. They beat Rosman last week. West Henderson beat North Buncombe 20-20. West Henderson team should be a little bit down. They got their first win last week against North Buncombe.
Well, again, North Buncombe, West Henderson, excuse me, with the coach that Coach Presley really likes over there, and Whitaker, Coach Whitaker, but he was thrown out in their first game, and so we're trying to figure out exactly if he was available. I think he was available for that game, but. You know, West Henderson is a team, again, that you're wondering if under Coach Whitaker the Falcons are going to improve. Getting a first win, getting that W underneath your belt kind of takes, you know, we're in that position. We're searching for that first W. But West Henderson, you know, a team that will have to play before Tuscola and right after Franklin.
North Henderson tonight, 1-1 against Hendersonville. Hendersonville should be a very tough matchup for North Henderson. Hendersonville's very good as usual.
Well, we know the horses down in Henderson County are all playing over at Hendersonville, or most of those horses are. And I tell you what, they got a strong, again, a strong football team. They gave Asheville High everything they, you know, they wanted, and almost had that game pulled away from Asheville before two late scores made the score look like it was dominated by Asheville. But so obviously Hendersonville's loaded. North Henderson's in a bind right now, so they've got a tough a tall order right now against the Bearcats.
Another interesting game to me tonight, Smoky Mountain and Murphy. Not as much about the matchup, but about what Smoky Mountain did. They held Inca last week 24 points after it was all we could do to hold Inca every time they had the football. And Smoky Mountain, a little bit better this year, perhaps.
Well, again, Smoky, this is a strength. This year, we talked about this in our preseason show, where there's a lot of question marks we won't have answered until you get inside the conference or about after the third or fourth game, when you start. That's when you start telling, okay, who's really good and who's the contenders and who's the pretenders. And Smoky Mountain's one of them because they've been down for so many years, but all of a sudden they came out and they won the first game and they played teams tough, and you're thinking, man, maybe the Mustangs are a better football team than what we expect. So, again, but, you know, you're going to play Murphy. You know, you're suited up against the Murphy Bulldogs, and that's a good football team right there. And so that's going to be a tough task for the Mustangs.
And maybe the best game of the night in Western North Carolina, Swain County at the Franklin. Swain County is 3-0. They beat East Henderson first game of the season. We don't know. Franklin is 3-0. They look pretty good so far. So that's going to be a big football game. We'll keep an eye on there.
Absolutely. We want to see how good Franklin is. To see, we think that Swain County is what they, you know, they are what they are. They're a good football team, well coached, got a lot of tradition. And it looks like they're going to continue that on through this 2011 football season. But we're looking back at how good, because any team that can go beat Robertson will put a 45-7 whipping on us in the opener. And we're sitting there thinking, oh, you know, how good is this team? So we're going to get a good measuring stick on how good the Franklin Panthers are.
We'll certainly try to keep an eye on that game and all the games from around Western North Carolina tonight. Let's take another time out here. You're listening to the Black Bear Cafe Preview Show on WPTL.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Back live at Reynolds High School as we get set for Reynolds and Pisgah here from Reynolds High School. Top 25 football happening next this Saturday, the second weekend of the college football season. Last night, a winner for Oklahoma State. They beat Arizona 37-14 tonight. Missouri at number 21 takes on Arizona State. Other games in the top 25 this weekend, LSU at Northwestern. Number 23, Penn State at Alabama. Florida State at CSU. Stanford at Duke. Nebraska at Fresno State, Wisconsin at Oregon State, Virginia Tech at East Carolina, South Carolina at Georgia, New Mexico at Arkansas, Nevada at Oregon, Toledo at Ohio State, Auburn at Mississippi State, UAB at Florida, Florida Atlantic at Michigan State. Michigan State a big winner last week. West Virginia at Norfolk State, South Florida at Ball State, TCU at Air Force, BYU at Texas, and some interesting ball games here. One that I want to talk about real quickly is that South Carolina-Georgia game. Georgia got beat last week by Boise. I thought that was a very, very close ball game. I'm surprised that Georgia's not ranked, to be honest with you, right now. They should be ranked, and I think they will be ranked by the time things are said and done. But South Carolina's 1-0. That's going to be a big, big football game between the Hedges coming up on Saturday.
Several storylines on that SEC matchup, and that is, first, you start with the Gamecocks down at South Carolina, and that's who's going to start at quarterback. Do they have a quarterback issue? You know, because Coach Spurrier, the old ball coach, didn't start Stephen Garcia, and, you know, he went with the Shaw kid, Connor Shaw.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
Well, you know, it's just the way Spurrier does things. You know, it may be a punishment thing because, you know, Garcia got in a little trouble in the offseason, and maybe a fact that you're not going to start the first game, and Shaw was a solid performer. Garcia came in and just ripped it up after that. Then you got Georgia Bulldogs and watching them against Boise State. And again, nobody gives Boise State any credit.
No, they don't. They still don't.
And so Georgia loses that, and all of a sudden, Rick came in on the hot seat. It is burning hot right now.
Because they lost a home game.
Right. And then they, you know, they got South Carolina, and they do not want to start the season 0-2 and 0-1 in the SEC, because if they lose that football game, Georgia's Mark Richt will be the coach under pressure to perform and pull that thing.
With virtually no chance of having a national championship after two games.
That's exactly right. They've lost two. They lost to Boise State. So they'll be out of the national championship picture. They still might be able to pull that thing through, you know, but it's going to be awful hard, because then you got to start wondering, are they, you know, what's happening down in Athens, Georgia? They had a real bad year last year as far as Georgia standards. So this is a pivotal game for Georgia Bulldogs.
Other top 25 games to take a look at, Alabama and Penn State.
Ooh.
Penn State got a chance to beat Alabama at Penn State.
Neither team is a very, you know, dynamic team. They like to line it up and just go beat each other, you know, down. And that is going to be old-fashioned football. They're going to play defense. They're going to use tight ends. They're going to high formation. They're going to run the football. And that, you know, that is going to be an outstanding football game. Penn State going with Rod Bolton, their sophomore quarterback, high on him. Their backup quarterback, you know, they're trying to figure out that situation. So they've got a sort of a mild quarterback controversy. But, you know, defense will rule in that football game. But I still say that, you know, the SEC is NFL junior, and you got to always give. I know I'm a Big Ten man, but, you know, you always, and I like Nick Saban and now at Alabama, and I just think Alabama will come on top, but it'll be a hard-fought football game and an exciting game. If you like defense, you're going to watch that football.
Speaking of Big Ten, Michigan's got Notre Dame this weekend.
Well,
and I like Notre Dame this year. I think they're better than what they laid an egg. And that they, every year we keep saying they're the real deal, they're the real deal. Something happens. They're 0-1.
My first comment was we got to the second quarter of that football game before we realized that, you know, we finally realized again that Notre Dame's overranked. But they have issues because of, Coach Kelly has been under the gun this week for the way he went after some of his players. I mean, it was almost like a Bo Pelini situation at Nebraska. And, you can lose a football team, very quick in doing that. Notre Dame, I think because of them not in the conference, has hurt them in the recruiting. And, Michigan, and watching Michigan against, Western Michigan last week, you know, just like the, you know, watching the Big Ten Network, you know, they say they're going to put, Denard Robinson up on their center. But when you've got a guy who can run the spread real good,
mm-hmm.
as long as he's there, you're going to run the spread.
Absolutely.
You're going to kind of mask a little bit, but they're just as effective offensively. What I was most impressed with was, you know, the blitz package that they put against Western Michigan. Now, again, that's Western Michigan. It's
right.
still a 1A team, but
right.
it's a lower end of the 1A.
Right.
But I like the improvement of Michigan's defense, and I think being at home and with the offensive power, I think they win a close football game.
Let's take a time out. Be back with more of the Black Bear Cafe preview show in just a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pittsburgh football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003.
Chad Upton, Chuck Pivenis from the stadium. ACC action this weekend. Rutgers and North Carolina. That's the home game for Tar Heels. Stanford goes to Duke, and that'll be a tough one for the Dukies. Virginia Tech at East Carolina. NC State at Wake Forest. Wofford at Clemson. CSU at Florida State. Georgia Tech at Middle Tennessee. And Virginia at Indiana. Probably the most interesting game there to me in the ACC is North Carolina State-Wake Forest game. Wake Forest had a lead. Well, very late in their game last week, they could pull it off at Syracuse. That was Thursday night. And NC State was a big winner, thank you. NC State was a big winner over Western Carolina next week. So, NC State was a big winner in their game on Saturday as well.
Over
Liberty. So who do you like in that one?
Well, I'll tell you what, here's the thing that's starting to, very interesting. there's a website now. Russell Wilson is now out, has moved on because they told Russell they wanted more of a commitment. He was a two-sport star, even got drafted by the Colorado Rockies. And so they just told him, you need to move on, you know, if you're not going to make the commitment. So it was Glennon's turn to, with, you know, Tyler Brosius, a local boy as the backup. And so now there's a website to compare every week the statistics of Russell Wilson, who's now emerging as a Heisman Trophy candidate.
Yeah.
And the more he has success at Wisconsin, it's going to put a lot of pressure on North Carolina
right.
State. First road game, conference, at Wake Forest. I think Wake Forest, although they have a backup quarterback because they lost their quarterback, I think it's going to be one of those typical ACC games where you're just trying to figure out exactly, who's going to be the team to step up in the ACC. And that team eventually might be Maryland, who may have the ugliest uniforms in America.
They've got more uniforms than Oregon does. They got that big deal with Under Armour, and Under Armour is their Under Armour is their big experimental school, I guess it is, in terms of uniform design. They have four or five different uniforms. They had the flag helmet on, but they looked awfully good in those helmets.
Maryland, but I'm not telling you
in terms of play.
If we're going to speak of uniforms, watch the Penn State Alabama game because that's traditional uniforms. The only thing you'll see on the helmets, a number on Alabama, just plain uniforms, getting after it. But, you know, I had to fix my TV several times going, something right here.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense to me either. It looked awfully strange watching those uniforms.
Kids today love that.
But they're going to have a different, Maryland will have a different uniform every game. They can't wear them all. They can't wear the company. They got four pants and three shirts.
Right.
And they can't wear all the uniforms that they've got.
Now, I throw a flag, a 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalty if the coach comes out in some bizarre outfit, you know. As long as he stays in traditional white top and khaki pants and tennis shoes, I can live with that.
Yeah, fortunately that
is. But it is so hard to look at teams with the checker, you know, because Maryland state flag is really weird. You know, the color combination is, I wouldn't wear that, you know, to a formal outing, you know, all those color combinations, but good gracious, when they came out in that, I thought,
oh, I know.
Is this just one game thing? But then when they started showing all the different uniforms, I'm like, Oregon and Maryland may have the absolute ugliest uniforms.
They've got a lot of them anyway, I'll tell you that. SEC this weekend, Central Michigan and Kentucky, Mississippi State at Auburn. An interesting ball game right there. Mississippi State, number 16, Auburn is unranked right now.
Well, Auburn struggled, and they were down 10 points with 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go. And pulled that thing off, got the onside kick, and got the game-winning touchdown with seconds to go to beat Utah State. Poor Utah State played lights out in that football game, and you watched that game, and you looked at Utah State and knew that was a crushing defeat and how they could rebound. But Auburn was very fortunate to win that football game, but fortunate sometimes you got to take in a good season. But Mississippi State got it going under Dan Mullen, and Mississippi State may be the team in the SEC for teams to look at.
Cincinnati and Tennessee, can Tennessee go 2-0?
Tennessee, I really like what Derek Dooley's doing. You know, he does it his way because, you know, Derek Dooley was schooled under Nick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got some great coaching background, and his dad obviously was Vince Dooley. So, you know, and he played at Virginia under George Welch. So, you look at the three coaches that have influence on him, and, you know, he's got Tennessee in a good position right now, and yes, I think that, you know, they'll beat the Bearcats in that football game.
Other games of local interest this weekend, Appalachian State against North Carolina A&C at home this weekend. That game up in Boone at 3:30 tomorrow. Western Carolina plays Marshfield. Western should be in pretty good shape, you'd hope.
Yeah,
after that tough loss they had to Georgia Tech 2 weeks ago.
But we were at that game down in Atlanta, and we had a great time, and we watched Western, and we both said on the way back that if you looked at the score, you would say, okay, you know, Western's being Western again. No, Western was a much improved football team. Once it got 28-0, they fumbled the first possession at the 5-yard line, place, you know, guy scores, and then it was like they couldn't stop
right.
A snowball
right.
Going down the hill
right.
Until they got their breath, you know, they got their feet on, they got their wind back underneath them, and they started playing. And they moved the football against a very talented Georgia Tech football team on the defensive side. So they moved the football, they stopped, they completely plugged up. The addition that they made from the junior college ranks on Westerns on the interior front and the linebackers are very solid. Where they would get and where they got to get better at Western is in the secondary.
Well, we were both there, and I got to be honest with you, Western got jumped on pretty early there, but that, you know, as things went on, I thought that they had potential to be a pretty good football team by the time of year. So
if they can win a couple games in the Southeast, you know, in the Southern Conference and kind of move up into the, away from the cellar and in, that's a growing, that's a building process. And I like where Western's, in the direction Western Carolina's going. After that, look, I watched the Virginia Tech game and they were in the same boat. They turned the ball over in the first play. Virginia Tech puts it in before the cobwebs could clear out of the heads of App, you know, Virginia Tech was up 17 to nothing. And then it was just, you know, a battle from there. Still, you got, you know, Mr. Presley at, no relation to Coach Presley, DeAndre Presley at quarterback. They got great athletes. And again, they're in a boat where I thought they're weak this year, maybe on the defensive side of the football.
Let's take a time out here, be back with more previewing of this week's action. All around football in college NFL, and of course tonight's game, Pisgah and Reynolds. Back in a moment. This is WPTL Radio, voice of Pisgah football.
Have you got a family reunion, a wedding, a work function, or a party coming up? Well, let the folks at the Black Bear Cafe in Canton do the catering for you. Large or small, the Black Bear Cafe will take care of everything, from entrees only to a full-service served meal, all at reasonable prices, too. So sit back and relax, and let the Black Bear Cafe on Pisgah Drive in Canton do all the work for you. Call for information at 648-1003, 648-1003. The Football Friday Preview. Sports talk about the Pisgah Black Bears, the region, the conference, and more. With Chad Upton, voice of the Black Bears, and Chuck Fiebernetz, sports editor for the Mountaineer newspaper. Brought to you all season exclusively by the Black Bear Cafe. The Black Bears' favorite at 162 Pisgah Drive in Canton.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
The following is a presentation of WPTL Sports. Pisgah High School Football is on the air. Join us for Voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and color commentator Chuck Fiebernetz, bringing you all the action of Pisgah High School Black Bear Football. Live here on AM 920 and streaming on the World Wide Web at WPTLRadio.net.
Live from Reynolds High School tonight in Reynolds, North Carolina. Tonight, the Pisgah Black Bears will take on the Reynolds Rockets, along with my partner, Chuck Fiebernetz, Chad Upton, Tim Hodges, back in our Kansas studio as we get set for this tough, tough football game that Pisgah is going to face tonight. Let's go to the NFL action. We'll talk more about this game coming up here between these two very, very talented programs. Atlanta at Chicago this weekend, Cincinnati at Cleveland, Buffalo at Kansas City, Philadelphia at St. Louis, Detroit at Tampa Bay. As my screen refreshes right in the middle of my sentence. Let's go to the first game that we had on that slate. Atlanta and Chicago, both division winners last year. Not a lot of people that are real high on Chicago this year. Atlanta, you know, they are what they are. They typically have not been able to put together consecutive winning seasons and that kind of thing, but we'll have to see what happens tonight. Give me your take on what that game looks like for the Falcons as they travel to Chicago.
This is, for the last couple of years, Chicago has struggled, but they've always played extremely well in their first football game, and that is in Chicago.
It is.
And so, you know, it's not that I think Chicago is a much better football team, but they just seem to put everything together for that first game. And, you know, the Lions went in there a couple of years with a good football team, and Chicago found a way to win that. So Chicago has, last two or three years, Chicago has won that opener. And I think Atlanta going in, as talented as Atlanta is, with Julio Jones out at the edge, you know, is a weapon for, you know, Mr. Ryan.
The thought of Roddy White.
Well, you know, exactly. So I think, you know, it's going to be a good football game. and your Falcons, I think, could come away with the win, but don't be surprised if the Bears squeak out something.
Because I wouldn't be surprised. I've lived long enough for the Falcons fan to know.
Well, live as long as I have as a Detroit Lion fan, and you'll understand.
I understand. I hear what you're saying.
So I right now, just the way Chicago plays in openers, I give a slight edge to the Bears.
Again, we went through the schedule just a second ago. Eagles and Rams, Titans and Jaguars, Lions and Buccaneers. Lions and Buccaneers is an interesting game. You got two teams on the rise right there.
Absolutely.
And that might be a big statement game for either one of those teams.
Well, my nephew, Philip Fevernets, is staying with me, going to Western Carolina. And Greg Stewart on the football team. And the thing is that he's an avid Lions fan, too. And we were sitting there looking at him. And I said, Phil, I've lived through 3-0 and 4-0 preseason games where they went through the competition and then turn around and fell apart. Lions have got this knack for shooting the fans and just, getting the fans all excited, right? And then also when the games count, they fall apart. But this may be Coach Schwartz's year at Detroit to make some noise and get into the playoffs. But Tampa Bay is a good football team, and they got a great defense. But in a couple of the preseason games, that defense may be getting a little older, and long in the tooth. But the Lions have never been a very good road team, so I'd give the edge to Tampa Bay.
Steelers and Ravens, Colts and Texans, the Vikings and Chargers, Panthers and the Cardinals, Giants and Redskins, Seahawks at the Niners, and Cowboys at Jets, Carolina with their new starting quarterback, Cam Newton. They take on a Cardinals team which added Kevin Cobb over the offseason that they had. That's a tough road game for them to go out west and win that one, if you want to know.
All the Carolina fans, I'm not a big Cam Newton fan, but the Carolina Panther fans, you've got to understand something. This is not college. If you can remember how true freshmen play in the first game, it's very reckless. In the NFL, it's even worse. Look, during the preseason, defenses played very vanilla against their opponents. All they want to do is see the basics and determine who can play and who can't, select their team. But when it comes time to play, they're going to force Cam to throw it, and they're going to see defenses he has no idea. I think it's a learning process, and it's very hard on quarterbacks who are not used to calling offensive plays like the NFL does. Because, you're standing there with about 40 words you're trying to get out instead of, slot right 48 on two, and you break the huddle. You're calling everything, from line blocking schemes and check with me at the line, and he's going to see things that he just cannot recognize. And so I just don't see Carolina, although they have a decent defense, is that, at least Clawson had an education under Weiss when he was at Notre Dame, and look how Clawson struck. And Cam Newton just, he's an athlete and a tremendous football player. But, the key to quarterback play in the NFL, which is driven by the quarterback, is that your quarterback's got to be able to make the right decisions. Take all the physical abilities away. That quarterback must be able to make the right decisions. And I just don't think Cam's ready right now.
Packers and Saints last night. Packers 42-4 win. That was an NBA score. Almost. The Saints were down early. They came back a little bit, but too much Green Bay. In Green Bay last night. Two very good football teams there.
One of the best trips I've ever made in my entire life was go to Title Town, Green Bay, and tour the Hall of Fame and Lambeau Field. And that was just a treat. And anybody that's a fan of football, not just the Green Bay Packers, ought to make a trip, to not only Hall of Fames, but to make a trip to Green Bay. It's a special place. But last night's football game was outstanding.
Absolutely.
And Aaron Rodgers is just he may be on the verge of an MVP year. They got weapons everywhere. They got a good defense, although it didn't, you're playing New Orleans who, Drew Brees and his offense. I mean, look, the bottom line, you go put that amount of points against New Orleans Saints, you're a pretty good football team.
Is that your favorite in the NFC South?
Yeah, I think
that's fair to say that. My second time out here. Be back with more in a moment. We'll talk in-depth about tonight's game between Pisgah and Reynolds when we return. WPTR Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything in Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't going to bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Swain. It's all about Busby Wellness. He has rock hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Busby Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is Be Well, Be Fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at Midwest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz Bee Wellness, 452-8088.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
That client here at Pisgah Mortgage, excuse me, at Reynolds High School as we get set tonight for Reynolds and Pisgah. If you've got that already, you've got a change in the lineup.
Yeah, we have a few things. We're still missing Zach Kenson, number 75, the big lineman, still out with a leg injury. But we just got word Corey Valentine, the junior starting linebacker, had practiced all week but was out during the Inca game with a concussion, or actually it might have been the Robertson game, and was not cleared to play. So we're going to miss also him and the other starting linebacker, Levi Holland, is in street clothes, not in uniform, and will not participate tonight. We thought Levi was going to be able to play, but, you know, again, folks, you know, you've got to look at this, is that as much as we need them in the lineup, you know, these young men sustained concussions, and we're very, you know, throughout the United States, we're very leery on the effects of concussions. So Midwest is really taking care of these kids, making sure that when they clear them, they're ready to play.
Coach Briss and I talked a lot about that at all levels, even in women's lacrosse. I was listening to an ESPN special not too long ago. It's a big deal, these concussion issues. You can't just run people back out there and say, have at it. You got to really take care of them.
Well, and it's big. We learn as we go. We're learning more effects of what concussions are doing. If you look at it, it's a major bruise. Depending on the concussion, the level of the concussion, it's a bruise on the brain. Basically, what it is, your brain's been jarred. And so you just don't want to put a kid in a contact sport, especially football,
right,
where you're going to be contacting and helmets banging against each other the whole time. I wish we had Levi Holland, Corey Valentine, Zach Kenson, Isaac Clark. These are young men, fine young men that we're counting on to do some big things for Biscuit. But look, you know, I mean, they've got concussions as part of the game, and we want to take care of them first before we put them out. When they get cleared, Midwest clears them, our trainers, you know, they're going to be ready to play.
And we hope that that'll be sooner rather than later, but you've got to take every precaution that you can take.
Well, they're going to be in street clothes cheering on their team against the Rockets tonight, but they will not be participating.
Reynolds, big, fast, and good. What kinds of offensive things do you look for out of Pisgah tonight?
Well, what I want to see is better tackling. You know, what we have to do to play in this game, to stay with the Rockets, is we've got to be able to take the proper angles, get there, and not allow guys to get yaks, yards after contact. If we can make tackles and, you know, stay close within the fourth quarter, we might be in striking distance. I like the improvement of Pisgah's offense from game one to game two. We've had a bye week, a slow starter after a bye week. But while our offense is a slow starter after the bye week, our defense can keep us in the ball game by having its best tackling game. But still, it's a major thing about defense. You've got to be able to tackle to be a good football team. And if you can stop guys, because how many times, it was almost every play, that Carter for Inca was bouncing off and getting 10 and 15 yards and breaking two and three tackles at a time. And we cannot have that against the Rockets.
Absolutely.
We've got to be able to drop them. You know, they're going to get plays, they're going to move the football, and they're going to move the chains. But we cannot give them second, third, and fourth chances out of play We've got to be able to get to that ball carry and drop them on the spot.
Got to win the turnover battle. Got to win the penalty battle, too.
Well, and again, you know, we really cut down on our turnovers. I thought Josh Nolan made some very good decisions. Coach Presley put his quarterback in a position that utilized the tight end, which is going to help Josh with using this tight end in this offense, and it's tremendous. I like the way that's working out offensively. We've got two good, solid running backs in the sophomore Dustin Messer, a hard runner, and we've got the speedster, the little guy, about a 35 on the scales, but can fly, and that's Dakota King. We've got Garrett Holland, fullback tight end. You know, we've got Kyle Bloom, Mr. Enthusiasm. I mean, this guy plays passion and his motor runs constantly. And Kyle's a guy that just has so much passion that's contagious. So I like our skilled people, Dalton James and Matthew Emmon, two solid wide receivers, very quick. I think Dalton may be deceptively fast wide receiver and also plays on the defensive side, both him and Inman. And those are Coach Presley's playmakers. You know, you talk about who does he expect out of his senior group, he'll instantly, without hesitation, talk about Dalton James and Matthew Inman. They catch the football well, they run routes, they block downfield, and folks, if you're ever teaching kids, if you want long runs in football, when you got the football, can never have a long run without downfield blocking. So
you alluded to this at the beginning of the pregame show, too. You're going to look for something different in terms of routes?
Yeah, I think we're going to see some things, and we're going to throw more short passes. You know, we may try and stretch them out early in the game and see what happens from there. But, you know, what we have got to do is look and catch, from the passing game is get the tough passes. Get the 5, the 7, the 8-yard passes. And if we get dropped there, that's fine. We start stringing those together, and we start bringing that defense in. They start crowding the box, and they're not playing, the outer third so much. And then, it allows Josh the best and highest percentage pass that quarterback controls the shortest route. We've got to incorporate some check-down routes, some backs coming out of the backfield, swinging out into the flat. And if he gets pressure, he can turn and drop it off to somebody and let them in open field. Get the playmaker the football in open space and let him make the play. So it's not hard. Short, quick passes. The ball's it's not in the air long, and I like what they're starting to do with Josh Nolan. And I like the progression that Josh is, the maturation of our quarterback. I really see some marked improvement out of the quarterback in his decision-making out there. So that's going to be a good thing on the offensive side.
When you're talking about decision making, you're talking about maybe when not to make a throw downfield, maybe when to throw one out of bounds, something like that, to make sure you retain your line of scrimmage and those kinds of things.
I'm going to give you a play that tells me all what you want to know about his decision making. In the final play of the game, he got blindsided and it got stripped of the football and Inca recovered it. But why that happened was that Inca had a guy in the outer third squatting on the outside receiver. When the ball was snapped, he sat right there waiting for that out pattern. The inside receiver ran an out. The outside receiver ran downfield. And what happened was when Josh turned, the old Josh would have thrown that ball.
Right.
He was sitting there waiting for it. Josh recognized that guy was there and pulled the ball back and tried to flush the pocket. But because he held it just a little bit longer, the backside collapsed on him. And it was a good decision. He just didn't get the match protection. But that's the kind of decision making. That would have been a pick six right there. So he's starting to see things out in the secondary, when not to throw and when to throw the football.
What about the maturation of that offensive line?
That takes longer because you've got Brutes and you've got the Hogs up there and they're going at it. But see, defensive fronts, they'll change things. They'll put, they'll move guys down a slot from a one technique down, over to a two technique, head up or move. They'll bring linebackers. So that's going to take a little bit more time because teams are trying to put pressure on the quarterback and jam up that middle with backer blitzes. So, I expect Reynolds put in a blitz package to try and stop the run and force the pass. They're going to try and force this to throw to those outer thirds. But maybe this might be the game for our line to mature and grow up and make some blocks.
Well, that'd be awfully nice to see that happen. And you're right, it's time for that. It's point in the season. It's time to step that up. Because, like I said, you start next week, and the the level and the intensity and what needs to happen changes a whole lot. You're absolutely right. Let's take this time out for the national anthem. Be back in just a moment. Reynolds and Pisgah coming up. This is WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. for Nationwide Insurance.
Accidents happen. You just never expect them to happen to you. That's why Nationwide Insurance, the leading insurance provider in North Carolina, offers accident forgiveness. Nationwide is on your side.
To learn more about accident forgiveness from Nationwide or get a free quote, call Bill Clark, 648-1009, 167 Park Street, Canton.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Accident forgiveness is an optional feature.
Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Martin's Drugstore backs the Bears. They're home folks, too, with good old-fashioned friendly service. Martin's participates in most Medicare Part D drug plans. Sam Burris will be glad to assist you. In a rush? Use the drive-up window to drop off and pick up your medications later. Martin's, 24 Park Street, downtown Canton. Check the dollar wall inside. At Martin's, pharmaceutical care for 100 years.
Now, back to the Press Box with Chad Upton and Chuck Biebernitz.
Off at the 40 and getting automatic touchbacks.
He was five of six last game, yeah. Four or five or something like
well,
that.
Well, if it goes into the end zone, they can't run it back. And you can, that is a weapon that you always force the opponents to start from a long field at the 20-yard line. And if you can win that field better, if you've got a kicker that will constantly give you that, you know, that advantage, the defense now has 80 yards to protect their goal line. And so if it's very, you know, I mean, it's an important aspect of football to have a kicker kick off and put it into the end zone. You know, you would love for them to start with the longest field possible, and if you put it in the end zone, they start 80 yards, and they got to go 80 yards to put points on the board. So, you know, that,
and it hasn't been yet, but sooner or later it's going to be an offensive weapon, too.
Absolutely. And then, and he's very, very accurate from, you know, the field goal standpoint. He's really got, really improved with a big foot this year. And it's been a long time, but we've had a good punter, and he's doing a very steady job with punting the football. So he can change, the field position in a heartbeat. Good punt here, and then all of a sudden what looks to be like they're expecting to get the ball somewhere near midfield, you know, they're backed up 10, 15, 20 yards more. So, punting and place kicking Twiggy, that Twiggy is Rory McClure, if nobody knows that. You know, an outstanding basketball player, brother of,
I said Dixon, RJ. McClure, I apologize. That's gonna happen from time to time. We've all been off 2 weeks. I'll try to get back to you here real soon.
But Twiggy's done a marvelous job, and, you know, Joe Pink's doing, speaking of Joe, Joe's doing a fantastic job at Maryville College, for soccer. And, so he's making a mark of, you know, representing Pisco over at Maryville College.
Both teams now out on the field to accept the toss. JV winner last night. They're 3-0. They won that ball game by 9. Pisco has won the toss. They have declined to receive. They will receive in the second half. Pisco will defend the end zone to our right, which is the south end zone. Reynolds will defend the end zone to the north. Reynolds will get the football first as we start this one. And again, you're talking about Twiggs, one at the 20 right here. When you're starting everybody off the 80-yard line, that makes a real difference as opposed to the 35, 40-yard line in the past. Even when we've been very, very good, you know, we've got given people really good field position to start the football game.
Well, you put a lot of pressure on your defense in doing that when they can start with, you know, somewhere around the midfield mark, that that goal line doesn't look so far away. But if they're starting at the 20, you know, and have 80 yards to go, you know, that 80 yards sure does look a long way to go. And, you know, in high school football, it takes, you know, it takes 10 or more plays to get you, you know, down into the red zone if you're playing good defense. So bottom line is that, you know, you force them to go that length in that many plays without making any mistakes. And not the case. So, you know, we bank on Twiggy continuing to improve and being a weapon for the Pisco Blackhawks.
Absolutely. Both teams out on the field now. Reynolds and I, yellow shirts, green pants, green helmets with the rocket on their helmets. Pisco and I, white pants, white shirts, black numerals with red trim. Black helmets with the white power B. And a beautiful night for football here in the Reynolds community. It's a lot different deal than we had last time we played, looking at hurricanes and all those kinds of things.
Well,
and a little bit of fall in the air, that helps too.
You know, and you alluded to this in a couple segments ago, and you mentioned it. I think the most important thing is playing much better defense, making some improvements, although we did step back, and there were some reasons for that. But we play and we tackle better, and we overall don't, you know, we play as close to mistake-free football. We don't turn it over, and we minimize our penalties. If we can minimize our penalties and don't turn that football over, you know, and maybe pick up some footballs, you know, pick up a turnover here and there, we'll be in good position.
So Twiggy will put it down on the 40-yard line. Again, he'll be kicked towards the north end zone. As we're underway here from the stadium, high and deep, it'll be fielded in the touchback zone, just inside the goal line. So the touchback again for Twiggy. That wasn't a fluke last week. Reynolds will start first and 10 from the 20.
I don't know. We now have to accept this. This young man was not aided by Hurricane Irene at all against Inca 2 weeks ago, and so he just did it right here with no wind at all. He just put it about a yard into the end zone. Good for that young man.
Reynolds received his two receivers to the right, one to the left, one set, shotgun snap. Here's a give to their big tailback at the 20, at the 25, to the 30, 35. Falls over two men up to the 45-yard line. It's
to a big first carry for Reynolds. Well, one thing that we had looked at, all it was just a sweep off, sweep out of the spread, and they're running no huddle, was the fact that we just stayed on blocks just a little too long. They'll send one receiver to the right, short, to the left, one setback. Tommy Burns, the linebacker, is also a running back. Snap to pass, looks deep middle, throws down there. We've got a man, and it's going to be caught at the 15-yard line. We had good coverage down there at the 15, 16-yard line.
Well, that was Jacob Cagle, who's 6'2", going up against Hunter White, the sophomore, who's about 5'8".
Two receivers left.
Hunter was in position, but the 6'2" guy leaped up high.
One to the right. Here's a give straight ahead to the tailback. He trips and falls to the 15, and he got a yard. It'll be second and 9.
Good tackle out of there out of the defensive tackle. Christian Bryant broke off, got off his block, and scraped down into the hole and got a hold of Burns' leg. And we noticed so far all the tackling made in the early part of this game has been low.
A point of emphasis last 2 weeks. Two receivers left, one to the right, tight end right, strong side, snap. The looks to the left side. Now he'll scramble at the 20, at the 15, at the 10, still inbounds at the 5, and he is in a touchdown for Reynolds. No, just outside the 1. Just outside the goal line, he'll be spotted out of bounds. It'll be first and goal for Reynolds.
Well, it's been this spread offense that they run is a weapon. He got flushed from the pocket, and it put the corner in bind. The outside linebacker, Nick Phillips, was in chase mode but just could not catch up. There was too much speed out of the quarterback, which is Levi Ledford.
They'll stay shotgun and spread it out. Snap. Get to the fullback. He's in. Touchdown. So with 10:37 on the first quarter block clock, Reynolds strikes first. They're off to the races at 6-0.
Not the start we're looking for after, but again, we talked about we traditionally coming off of a bye week are very slow starters. But it's just a matter right now. There's a speed advantage over on Reynolds against our Pisgah Blackbirds.
Blake Metcalf on to do the kicking. Snap, spot, kick is away and good. Timeout on the field, 10:37 left to play first quarter. Reynolds leads at 7-0. Back in a moment, WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Seasons change, each one bringing different needs and requirements. Financial institutions change due to technology, customer requests, and government mandates. One thing that will never change at WNC Community Credit Union is our commitment to customer satisfaction. Try us out. You won't be disappointed, ever. WNC Community Credit Union, 65 Eagles Nest Road, insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
10:37 left to play here in the first quarter. Pisgah down 7-0 on a quick scoring drive by the Rockets. They look very good on offense on their first drive.
Well, they had four plays over 20 yards on that thing. First one out of Tommy Burns. Now, I'm going to tell you, folks, Tommy Burns is not your traditional tailback. At 6'3", 230 pounds. That's a load to bring down, but our boys are trying to get off the blocks right now, and once they get off the blocks, there's just too much speed on the Rocket side.
Dakota King set to return this kick. Three Black Bears are deep.
And twice on those long runs by the quarterback, our defensive tackles got pinned down.
This ball will go into the end zone by about 3 yards, and now another touchback. This time for Reynolds. This is going to start their first drive of the night from the 20. 10:37 just underway in the first quarter. Reynolds leads 7-0 here on a four-play drive for them, which netted pay dirt.
Now it's an important drive right here. Just matriculate that thing down the field, as Hank Stram used to say.
Two receivers either side of formation. Pisgah shows spread to begin with. Nolan in the shotgun. Now man in motion out of the backfield. Snap to pass. Looks. Throws. Caught at the 20. At the 25-yard line. Up for a pickup of 6. It'll be second 4. Boy, that was a really good call. The motion he's from the right side and then through to the back side to Heath Rowland. This young man at 6'2", 6'3", going to be a good wide receiver. Got them hands just got in there, and Josh Nolan put a laser right there at the base mat.
Dalton James comes to the near side along with Matthew Inman. Heath Rowland will go to the far side with Dakota King. Sideline warning against Pisgah. Dustin Messer's your tailback in there in the spread with no one on second four. They need the 30 for the first down. Reynolds to the four in the box. And they blitz. Back to pass. Throws over the middle. A quick slant. It's been caught. It's been a first down. Incomplete to him, however. A nice little route, though. I'd like to see that.
It's an inside seam route where they just catch a blitzing linebacker.
A little hot.
And, you know, a little more touch out of Josh, but Josh is really throwing a good football right now, and that just went right through the hands of Matthew Inman. Matthew's got to be prepared because you cannot take on those little short passes. Sometimes you can't take that speed off. You've got to put it there quick.
Two receivers either side of the formation again, one set. On third and four now, snap. No one wants to run with it, looks downfield. He'll continue to hold on and out of bounds. Close to the marker, we'll check the spot. I think he's going to be shy of about a yard, maybe two.
Now, he had blockers to the left and went to the right. I don't know if that was a play, a snafu out of Josh Nolan, but he had everything set up to move to the wide side and lead blockers, and he took off to the opposite way.
He's short by 4 yards. This will be fourth down, and Pisgah will punt the football. Jalen Pruitt back deep to receive, I believe. For the Rockets, here's a snap. Flag, kick.
We're moving on the play. Trey Goodlick, they moved a guy in, and Trey, right before the snap, moved in. So this is not the way we want to start this football game.
No, it's not.
And this is the effects of being 0-2. The losing, you know, it's easy to lose football games. But what happens is you start doing things that you're not being coached up to do.
So this will back it up 5. They'll kick down from the 21-yard line. Here's a snap and a kick off to the left side. It'll bound to the 50-yard line. Take a Pisgah hop and roll down to the 40, 38, 37-yard line before it stopped there. Reynolds will go on their next drive from the 37.
Good punt coverage out of the Pisgah Black Bears. You had Heath Stevens and Dakota King down there flying down there to get that. Dakota King looks like he's bulked up about 20 pounds. He looked, I might be them white jerseys.
Could be.
I mean, he just looks big out there.
Two receivers to the right, two to the left for the Rockets. They stay in the spread with 9:33 left. They've got a 7-point advantage here in the first quarter.
Split four out of the Pisgah Black Bears. Linebacker stacked inside.
Wants to throw middle. Incomplete. It'll be second down. Good coverage downfield.
Out of the quarterback, Josh Nolan.
Carolina Pond and Gun, Midwest Haywood, Bill Clark, Nationwide Insurance, Burger King and Canton, Clark's Drugstore, and WNC Community Credit Union, some of our sponsors here tonight. We want to thank them for making Pisgah football on WPTL reality. One receiver to the right, two to the left, three to the left. They'll stay in the spread on second down from the 38-yard line. Now man in motion out of the backfield. Swing pass out there to him. Caught at the 30 at the 35. He'll get up to about the 41. Might have picked up 3 on the play. It'll be third and long now for the Rockets.
Good pursuit out of the defense. Defensive backs flying to the football. Matthew Inman breaking down. I'm seeing a lot more shooting the legs. And guys aren't going nowhere. After they get, so there's no bouncing off or anything like that. They're really going after it.
Three receivers right, one left, and a flat.
We were on a blitz, inside stunt. Dustin Messer came up. Unfortunately, tapped Cheryl Rathbone on the tail trying to pull up because they went on a long cadence, and Cheryl just kind of bounced into the neutral zone. Not what we want. Two penalties so far. This puts them, instead of third and long, this puts them third and short.
Yeah, third and one now. Three receivers right side, one to the left side, one set. give to the fullback. He's got a first down at the 50, 45, at the 40, up the middle to the 30, and down to the 25-yard line. It's first down for the Rockets.
I tell you what, they got some big youngins out there running the football. They're missing A.J. Marion, their star tailback, but we remember him. That one right there was Devin Cunningham.
Rockets in a hurry up. They'll go no huddle. Three receivers right, one left again.
5'10", 220 out of him.
Wants to throw deep left sideline now. That ball is going to be incomplete. Good coverage down there by Dakota King.
Absolutely. Dakota King got his head around just a tad bit late, but yet it was much better than the time before when the guy got by him and his head turned around. Dakota King put his head on the swivel right at the right time as the ball was right there and got his hand up to deflect that pass. If not, that would have been a touchdown.
Three receivers right, one left, short side now, and a whistle, and an official's timeout. .37 left to play first quarter. Pisgah down 7-0 here. Reynolds football 26 on second 10.
They're gonna put a cover two out there. It looks cover three, but they got the strong safety to the strength of the formation to the short side. It leaves a lot of open space for their athletes.
Snap. Give off the left side this time. This 25 to the 20. Flag comes in late.
That's a holding penalty.
And this will come back. He gets up to the 16-yard line, but this will come back and hold against Reynolds, I believe.
And it sure did look like it, but it Parker Bailey looked like he got mugged. He got his wallet taken from him.
It will go against the Rockets.
And his car key.
Not much left after that.
No, I think I need to kind of walk over to the Reynolds huddle and ask for his wallet and car key.
Yeah. This will be a spot from the original line of scrimmage. This will back them all the way back up now to the 35-yard line. So they need the 24.
Now they're bringing
6 for a first down.
They're bringing in the jumbo package. Tommy Burns comes in at 235 as a tailback. 6'3", that looks like a horse out there, and they just took out Cunningham, the small guy at 220.
Check that, they need the 16 for the first down. Here's a give around on the jet sweep. Shot for the legs, couldn't get him there at the 30, to the 25, out of bounds, I believe. He has stepped out of bounds, and now flag on the 30-yard line, back the other way.
Might be another hold. I tell you what, it's starting off slow for Pisgah, but the defense is really starting to fight off the blocks, and this is what's creating holding, and that is a hold on the Rockets again. But that is, you got to credit the effort out of the Pisgah Black Bears defense, because you had guys flying there. Josh Nolan was in there. Matthew Hemming came shooting up from his strong safety spot. And once you get guys in there, they come hard and fast. You know, guys don't have time to get a good fit, but they got, they're getting locked up on them, and they're mugging them.
39-yard line now, the spot, just inside the 40. They need the 16 for the first down. Man in motion. Snap, takes the give, looks, left side now, middle, throws, wide open. It is going to be caught. What a chance down there at the 3-yard line. It's first and goal for the Rockets.
Well, that was just a seam route out of their slot receiver Jalen Pruitt, a 5'6", 148-pound slot back who just got past Dalton James and was wide open, almost overthrown, and a nice diving catch.
Give to the tailback ahead, and he is in. Touchdown. So with 7:47 left in the first quarter now, Reynolds extends their lead to 13-0.
Big plays. That's about 5 plays so far in this game. Only about 5 minutes gone in this game, and I already have 5 plays over 20 yards.
Extra point is good. And a timeout on the field. 7:47 left to play again. First quarter. 14-0 Reynolds. Back in a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
A-Plus Tire Care in Canton knows you've got a lot on your plate, and that worrying about your life is a lot more important than worrying about your car. At A-Plus Tire Care, you can rely on their technicians to do the job right. From tires to alignment to exhaust work, A-Plus Tire Care does it all. A-Plus Tire Care in Canton, caring for your car one wheel at a time. 21 New Clyde Highway, Canton. 648-7974. 648-7974.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
7:47 left to play here in the first quarter. Reynolds leads it 14-0. Chad up, Chuck Fiebernitz from the stadium. Tim Hodges and Ken at our studio. Big plays for Reynolds so far. Has made this a 14-point game very early in this contest.
Well, you can't play... You cannot give up the big play, obviously, and you know that it hurts you. But when you have five big plays of over 20 yards in the first 5 minutes, that explains the 14-0 win.
And what is it they're doing, Chuck, right now that we're not?
We're just missing our assignments. Guys are not getting off blocks and not taking the proper angles when the ball is run.
King will return. But only to the 16-yard line. The ball was settled down at the goal line on the kick.
And right now, this is the byproduct of being 0-2, is that Reynolds has come out with a lot of enthusiasm and just smacked Pisgah Black Bears in the face, and Pisgah has taken a step back. His shoulders are down, Dobbers are down. Can't have it. Gotta keep playing. Plenty of football left.
James and Inman to the left side, rolling to the right side, along with King, I believe. Messer moves out of the backfield. Empty backfield now. Snap. Wants to set up the screen, and he's got Inman incomplete over his head. Pisgah looks out of sync on offense.
Well, I mean, I thought we were an I formation team. We haven't run the first I formation yet. So apparently they don't like the way the matchups are going with their deep, big defensive line. And so we're going to try and spread them out. And right now we're just, again, we have proven the fact that we're not a spread offense. You know, you just got to try and attack them and make some plays.
So it's 2nd and 10. Two receivers left. Now man in motion from the right side. He will get the football. Try to cut it to the middle. Stays on his feet up to about the 18-yard line. He picks up 2.
Dakota King, that was a good run out of him. Out of the jet sweep. Coming from the wide side slot formation on a jet sweep out of the spread formation. Just as soon as the ball got into Nolan's hands, he just turns and hands it off as he's running in front of him. But tremendous penetration out of Reynolds, because as soon as that ball was snapped, there was 3 Reynolds guys in the back. 3 Rockets in that back.
2 receivers either side of the formation. You've got Dakota King in the slot near. We stay spread, and now flat.
We are just discombobulated. Holt Underwood, the sophomore center, started to make the snap and pulled the ball back. Right now, David Presley's at his wit's end already, and we're not even, you know, the 6:54 mark of the first quarter.
So it'll be 3rd down and 13 now. Ball backed up to the 13-yard line. James and Inman go to the far side. Roland King to the near. From the short hash, left side. Snap. Looks right. Wants to throw. He does. It's caught. No, incomplete. In and out of the hands of Dalton James. At the 20, it's 4th down. Pisgah will be forced to punt again.
And that's what we're going to see right now. When you don't have the emotion and the intensity and the focus of the football game, you're going to see missed blocks, fumble footballs, missed assignments, and also drop passes.
Pisgah's got a lineman down on the field trying to pick up his number. He lies at the 10-yard line. They're going to look at his left leg. I hope we're not going to deal with cramps again. Looks like his knee they're looking at. Both teams will take a medical timeout. We'll take one here as well. 6:49 left to play in the first quarter. Pisgah down 14. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Sometimes a big help and some fat budgers are just more than you can handle in one sitting, so you ask for a to-go box. And then sometimes you just want to swing by and get a big box of fat buddies, beef, pork, chicken, baby back ribs, or smoked turkey to go. Fat Buddy's takeout menu is right for you, cause it's food so good it make you squoil. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
one was the Andrew Pisgah Blair Bear on the play there, shaking up a bit, then walking back over. It's fourth down, and the Black Bears will kick. Ball spotted at the 14-yard line. Reynolds should have good field position after this play.
Everything going Reynolds' way right now. They're also winning the field position battle.
Here's the kick. End over end. Bounces at the 40-yard line. Takes Pisgah hot down to the 45, to the 40. And it'll be picked up at the 35-yard line. He'll return at the 40, at the 45, at the 50, at the 45, 40-yard line, before he's finally tripped up from behind at the 34. A nice return out of nothing. It'll be first down for the Rockets.
Oh, that's not good. We got a good roll out of the punt. Took it all the way back. But we're just, our coverage people are not getting even into the coverage on that one. When he picked the ball up, there was about a 20-yard gap between the headhunters, what you call them.
6:32 left to play, first quarter, 14-0 Reynolds. They've got the football at the 34 inside Pisgah territory. Three receivers right, one left. Now man in motion. Pump fakes to the left side. Now back the other way. At the 30-yard line, at the 25-yard line. Drug down at the 20. No, at the 15, still on his feet. Before he finally goes down at the 15-yard line, it's first down for the Rockets.
Now we got Dakota King that just went off.
Three receivers to the right side, one to the left side, one set. Snap, gives to the big tailback. Gets to the outside, to the five, and scores, touchdown, and no one touched him. 6:07 left to play, first quarter, it's 20-0.
Just got word from Tuscola that Levi Duffield, the backup quarterback, now starting, was carted off the field on the second game, play of the game. They got their third-string quarterback in. Tyler Hyde, he got hurt. Now they're looking for a JV quarterback. Not a great 2011 season so far.
Staff spot and kick is good. So with 6:07, we'll leave it right here. 21-0, Reynolds leads. Well, misery loves company.
Absolutely. Just right now, we just look so slow out there.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a speed factor out of Reynolds, They just got a ton of guys who can run. But what I'm noticing down here, what happens if they can get to the edge, Reynolds has got tremendous blockers downfield. Their split ends and wide receivers are blocking downfield, driving our corners and safeties back another 5-10 yards. By the time a guy can put a mitt on him, he's already moving the chains with a first down. And we got 6 minutes left to go in this game.
Yeah,
you talk about explosive. And this is 21, 6 minutes to go in this quarter, and it's already 21.
Same feel, unfortunately, as the Robertson game. So Reynolds set the kick again. Their third kick.
I'm looking over at the Pisgah sidelines, and the Dobbers are completely down. And here's the thing. If Pisgah believes they can't score 21 points, it's okay right now. I mean, it's just a natural reaction. If you don't think you can get three touchdowns against this football team, you're wondering, what are we going to do?
Yeah. Here's a kick high and deep. It'll be fielded at the 3-yard line. To the 10, to the 15, out to the outside, 20, 25. Nice little return there. By Dakota King.
That was Matthew Inman.
I'm sorry.
Dakota went off on a tackle. He was holding his forearm. So that's going to be interesting to see. We don't have a lot of numbers on the sidelines right now to replace people. But that was a nice turn. You look for somebody. Start making a play. Just somebody make one play and let's go then make another play. Let's start with one play. Can't look at that scoreboard. We got to start making some play. Here we get into the eye.
High formation this time to get to the fullback, dive up to about the 30-yard line.
That's almost
6-4.
Yeah, and that's a 4. You want 4 yards or more, and you win that play. So Pisgah won that play. Kyle Bloom, who else would you give it to? A guy with great passion and heart. You run right out of the eye, and you run a fullback dive, quick hitters, and you're not clicking. You know what I noticed when we get in the spread? On run plays, our line pass blocks on run plays.
Here's a give out to the outside this time. That was Trey Godlin. Goodlin, excuse me. Picks up to the 31-yard line.
Trey will get inside. You know, he's got that small body, and if you get inside those Giants, it's hard for them to tackle. If you quick, too quick to bounce outside, you know, you allow them to pursue you, and you're running right into the, you know, defensive end.
Stays the I formation. Here's a little pitch out to the left side. Good pursuit by Reynolds. Not much he could do with that. Dustin Messer on that carry to the 31.5-yard line, so it's third and five.
They're trying to speed it up a little bit, and what happened is they caught the split. Dalton James and Matthew Heyman looking at each other, and they were not able to get the crackback block, but when Dustin Messer got that toss sweep, as soon as his hands touched the ball, he's looking at three rockets.
I misspoke. It's fourth down with 4:37 left here. And Pisgah will kick back to Reynolds. 21-0 your score. Reynolds leads it here in the first quarter. Here's a snap of the kick. High short kick, fair call for, and caught at the 39-yard line. Reynolds will have their next drive of the night start from there.
I tell you what, the quick strike ability out of Reynolds is very impressive. They line up, no huddle, look to the sideline. They'll score quick. We're only 4 minutes and 21 seconds left here in the first quarter. They've already scored three times.
Three receivers out to the left side, one to the right side. Snap, looks left, throws that way, and the receiver never saw it.
He was blocking downfield. He was fortunate that he did not, because that ball went across the line of scrimmage that the split end was trying to block Matthew Inman about 15 yards downfield, but he had not made contact yet when the ball landed.
They'll go three receivers to the left side, one to the right side this time. One set. They stay in the spread. They get to their tailback. He's at the 40, at the 50. First down yardage and more all the way up to the 42-yard line. Chased down from behind right there.
Kyle Bloom.
By Kyle Bloom.
I mean, Kyle Bloom's a defensive end and went 15 yards. Reddick came across, then chased the guy behind because we whiffed on three tackles.
And their big running back will come out here.
The guys are trying to tackle low, but what they're doing is I don't know if it's ingrained in them in youth football, but they're stopping and reaching down to try and tackle them instead of shooting the legs like a bullet.
Snap, looks, left side, throws, caught on a little slant, pick up a five, second down. At about the 38-yard line, 3:51 left to play in the first quarter. Bills go down 21-0.
Dalton James on that tackle. Guy got in on his inside. What you always want to do and tell your coverage people is do not get beat inside. More bad things can happen. You get him to the outside, you can press him to the sideline.
Wants to throw, now steps in the pocket. He'll run with it. Tucks and is out of bounds. No, he stays inbounds. The clock will continue to move to the 33-yard line, close to a first down.
Here, Reynolds has got these boards similar to the Oregon Ducks.
And they're going hurry up.
Now this is what they call that? Jet speed or
third and one?
Rocket speed.
And they get us to jump off sides. So they're going very quickly to the line of scrimmage. Offside Pisgah, that gives them first down. This will move the football inside the 30-yard line. One receiver. Two, three to the left, one to the right from the near side hash mark.
They spread the defense. Reynolds spread the defense from sideline to sideline.
Snap. Here's the delay at the 30-yard line. Tripped up there. Nice tackle inside.
That's Dalton James on a stunt.
Not a loses point, two.
Dalton got there and the running back went down, and that's Cunningham, a 5'10", 220-pound tailback. I tell you what, they got some guys that are low. I mean, they bring a low when they got hand the ball off.
Three receivers left side, one to the right side, one setback. They'll stay shotgun. Snap. Rolls to the left side. Pressure comes, and he gets it off and complete to the 20-yard line, 21-yard line. Nice pickup on that play to be third and about two, third, three, with 2:19 left in the first.
Well, you got a good stun out of Kyle Bloom. Got to the quarterback just a hair late, and also you had Nick Phillips, but then also a great tackle out of Dustin Messer. Just, man, that's the kind of way you got to wrap and tackle. When you bring the, when you get there and you hit the guy, you got to bring the wrap with you.
Two receivers left, one to the right. You snap, looks right side, throws caught.
That boy,
at the 15-yard line, Bree gets some help. He's got a first down though from the right hash.
That was Austin White, the senior safety that got there, got a hold of the leg and just would not let go. And when you do, you did your job. You can't bring them down with that tackle, and you're down there at the knees and the ankle. You hold on until the posse gets there, and that's exactly what happened.
They'll send three receivers to the left, one to the right. Snap. Left side, throws, caught. Makes one man miss, makes two men miss before he's tackled at about the 9. Clock will continue to run, and Reynolds hurries to the line of scrimmage.
I tell you, that tackle again by Kyle Bloom, they get that ball out there on that little flare pass. It's like that little bubble, screen pass where they got the receivers blocking and that slot receiver just kind of flares out. Kyle Bloom from a defensive end spot made that tackle near the sideline. Talk about a kid playing with his motor running at high.
Snap, almost fumbled the football. He's going to be drugged down and may have fumbled the football, but I think Reynolds will recover. Loses a yard at the 11-yard line. It'd be third down and 6. They need the 5 for a first down.
And the first over in Weatherby, it's a 0-0 game.
Really?
Yeah. But they've lost two quarterbacks.
All right, so it's second down after a play penalty there. I didn't see the flag. Three receivers right, one to the left, one set from the 21-yard line. Back to pass, looks, left side, throws, and hit him in the back of the helmet. He wasn't looking for the football. Tailback came out of the backfield there.
Well, it was he put it right on the money. It just hit him in the back of the numbers, and his head was not on a swivel. He was trying to get up on a wheel route up the sidelines, and I think, he's a backup. They replaced
right.
him with A.J. Marion, so, you expect those type of, growing pains when you put guys, tremendous athletes like Tommy Burns and Cunningham back there, but when he got on the wheel route, you got to put your head on the swivel and turn it back to the quarterback and run up the sideline. He was trying to get up past the secondary. So put them in a long 3rd and 16 right here.
Yeah. Two receivers either side now, one set.
And they're always going to go.
Side and left.
They're always going to go. They're going to put four wide receivers in the mix with a back and a quarterback.
Back to pass, looks left side, hit as he throws. The ball is going to be incomplete. Emmett on the coverage.
That a boy, Matthew Emmett. Great job. Had it all the way. Had his man play. Pressing him to the outside and pushing him to the out of bounds. Great defensive coverage out of Matthew Emmett, the senior.
So it's fourth down, Reynolds.
No, it's stock bad. But all of a sudden you stopped him. You got to start building on this stuff. Little building blocks. Defense held them.
Reynolds will try a field goal here from the 29-yard line. This will be a 39-yard try. Snap. Spot down. Kick is away. He's got the leg, and it is no good. He pushed it.
All right. Good defensive stand, and they come away with no points.
Go ahead.
That momentum may, no, we got to get that momentum. We got to get the Dobbers up, man. There's plenty of football left here. This game's not decided in first quarters. You got to play the four quarters and everything. So you got to play 48 minutes. First 12 minutes didn't go your way. You still got plenty of time. You got 36 more minutes of football left.
20-yard line is a spot. Two receivers to the right, two to the left, one setback. Shotgun snap. Now man in motion. Takes the give to him, and now we fumble the football, and I think Nolan got on it. He did at the 12-yard line. One thing we haven't had is turnovers in this first quarter, and that's the last play of the first quarter.
Well, we got very fortunate because poor Dustin Messer got that on. It's a fake, the jet sweep, and it's almost like a counter trap action to it. And when Dustin Messer got the ball and took one step, he just got discombobulated by three rockets. And that ball just shot back, and Nolan reached and grabbed it and had a pile land on him, and he fell on it awkwardly, which, you know all the pile fell on his front, his non-throwing shoulder.
Let's take our time out here for the break. 21-0 is your score. Back in a moment. WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Scoreboard, Owen 10, Inca 7, first quarter, Madison 7, West Henderson 7, Ira Central 7, Irwin 7, and Mitchell 7, Bavard nothing, all in the first quarter.
Second 15 here for Pisgah, from moving from left to right now. Two receivers, either side formations now. Looks left, pump fakes, now throws deep down the sideline. Emmett there, he caught it at the 50! And a first down coming up, a nice play, a nice throw and catch.
Oh, beautiful throw.
To Matthew Edmond.
Beautiful throw out of junior Josh Nolan. He just stood in the pocket to rush. The pocket was collapsing. He just didn't flinch at all, and he put a nice, beautiful pass right there to Matthew Edmond with double coverage running up the sideline. He put it in the perfect spot where only his receiver could get it. But Edmond broke that double coverage and beat it.
Two receivers, right side to the left side again. Now hurry up. Messer breaks out of the formation, empty backfield. Snap, here they come. Throws, incomplete. Wanted to set up a screen, I believe, right there, Chuck. I meant
to
slip.
Yeah, we were trying to get that slip screen to the short side, but Josh got his feet all tangled up and didn't put a good throw on the money. Put a low throw towards the knees to Dalton James. And just got to have a better, get your feet set up and put a nice little touch pass right there, because you're throwing into the short side and the guy's not far away, and Josh just put a rocket, to use lack of a better word.
Two receivers to the right, to the left again, one set back from the 50. Snap, now throws out, Emmett caught. Emmett, 45. Maybe forward progress will get him the 45-yard line. Yeah, I believe so. It'll be third down and five coming up. 11:22 left to play here in the second quarter, 21-0. Reynolds leads this one.
The white hat helped out Matthew Lemon. That's the first time I've ever seen that. I like that. White hat being the head official. See if that long pass can spark the Black Bears offense.
Get something possible.
Reynolds is rushing forward and dropping seven.
No one's shotgun again. Takes the give. Wants to pitch. He does. And Messer's tripped up in the backfield. He'll lose about six.
That option look does not work well. Quarterback's got to go downhill towards the end.
Right. He was running. He was into the sideline.
He got it out of shotgun and was running laterally. And when you pitch it, he pitched the ball 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and they just had people flying to the football. When you get great penetration out of your front four, which Reynolds is doing, you don't need to blitz linebackers.
One receiver out to the one gunman out to the left side.
A whistle. Well, we have a player that's supposed to be on the punt team. It's not out on the punt team.
They have to take a timeout?
Yeah, they call a timeout.
We'll take a timeout down the line as well. 10:08 left to play here now in the second quarter. Pisgah set to punt the football when we return. WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Support for Pisgah Black Bears comes from Edward Jones Financial Advisor Jim Bromley in Canton on Crossroad Hill Road. Edward Jones is a financial services firm exclusively serving individual investors and offering a range of investments including certificates of deposit, stocks, mutual funds, taxable and non-taxable bonds. Additional information is available at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. Non-taxable bonds may be subject to state, local, or the alternative minimum tax.
Carolina! Chip! Buy it! Sell it! Trade it! Pawn it! Carolina Pawn and Gun! They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt. Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Carolina Pawn and Gun.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at the stadium. A nice return here on the punt for Reynolds, all the way up to about the 49-yard line across field. Started off on the far sideline, came back to the near. Reynolds has good field position. 9:49 left to play here in the third quarter. 21-0 is your lead as the Rockets have controlled this football game.
Just when we get them to where we might win this field position battle and back them up to their goal line, they make a big return and get it up right at midfield.
Now they'll start from the 49. One receiver to the left side. Two, one, two, three to the left side. One to the right, short side is to the left. Now a whistle and a flag out there from the side judge on the far sideline. We'll check the call.
That's against us.
Five-yard penalty against this. This will move it to the 46-yard line. Now they'll stay with three receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Snap wants the throw. No pressure over the middle. It's got a man down there. It's going to be caught. No incomplete. It rolls out of in and out of his hands. I thought he made a one-handed catch down there. Simple seam route. It'll be second down.
Well, I'll tell you what, the ball's in the air, and our defensive secondary is just not converging on the ball. They're standing there allowing the guy. You got the fly to the football. Once that ball's in the air, you can become, even if you're playing on defense, you can become a wide receiver. But we're just standing there watching the allowing the guy to catch it without any contact.
Another flag from the side judge over there. And we'll check this call. What's that call, Chuck?
Well, I think we're illegal participation. We're getting coach out on the field.
Is that 15 yards now? So, your guess is as good as mine. I don't have one. It'll be first down at the 30-yard line for Reynolds. Snap, wants to throw, pressure coming, and he will, I believe, go down a sack. He will. Garrett Holland was in there. Dustin Messer was in there, too, I believe. So this backs him up to the 40-yard line. And now a whistle.
I'm watching over the sidelines. That's the only thing I can think of because Presley and the side judge were going at it. And when the hands go behind, he wants the white hat. David wants the white hat right now.
And a timeout. we'll take a timeout here as well. 9:16 left to play second quarter. Reynolds leads 21-0. Back in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
When you're in a jam and you're stuck on the side of the road with car problems, always remember WNC Towing. Phone 648-0777 for 24/7 roadside assistance, lockout service, and more. WNC Towing is ready to serve all of your towing needs. Call Billy Dover 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 648-0777. 648-0777. WNC Towing. We will get you going.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
9:16 left, second quarter, 21-0 is your score. Reynolds on top, ball 30-yard line, spotted in the center of the field. They need the 21-yard line for a first down. The ball spotted at the 40.
We don't need that big play. The secondary's got to converge on the wide receivers.
Back to pass, looks, throws middle. It's caught. Bounces off one tackler, and he's got first down yardage at the 17-yard line. A nice little route there. By Jalen Pruitt. Now they'll spin two receivers out either side again. They'll stay in that formation, gets to the tailback. He picks up a yard. It'll be second and nine.
Our, these receivers, they can pick up whatever they want. They'll run those seam routes, and our coverage people get on the outside of the outside hip instead of playing on the inside hip and putting themselves in between the quarterback and the wide receiver. And then he just gets in the seam, and the quarterback just drops it down, you know, in that nice zone for him.
We stack it up in the middle. We get straight ahead, and boy, I tell you what, there was nothing there. As we sent everybody in the middle of the field, and he just blew right by him. 27-0 is your score. 32. Tommy Burns on the carry.
He didn't get touched.
Scores again.
You say that was a whole Mack truck?
Oh, it was huge.
That Mack truck could run sideways through that hole. It was so big.
We brought everybody up, and he just went by them all. So Metcalf on to try the extra point from the 10. Snap, spot, and kick is away, and it's good. And with 8:27 left, Reynolds on top, 28-0. Back in a moment, WPTL Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
8:27 left to play here in the second quarter. 28-0 is your score.
You had some good plays on the defensive side, but we just, you know what the story of this game so far is? Too many big plays. 9 plays for over 20 yards so far here in the first quarter. That's too many. You just don't want to give up that many big plays in 2 or 3 games.
Oh, I know.
And we're giving them up. We're not even at halftime yet. We got 8 minutes to go, 8:27 left to go before halftime. They'll hit the seam routes. Of course, you know, it was aided by the getting into the, you know, on the field. Our coaching staff has got to, you know, have a composure. That official's already set the tone. You're not going to get there. Get the players back behind the big white, you know.
Here's the kick, and we feel it at the goal line. Turn to the 10, 15, to the 20. And down right there. Go to King on the return. Pisgah will start the next drive here. Moving from left to right. 28-0 is your score once again. We'll try to keep you updated on scores that we have. 0-10, Inca 7. Madison, West Henderson tied at 7, RS Central, and Irwin tied at 7.
Mitchell over Favard, 7-0.
no score from the Tuscola game that we know of.
They lost two quarterbacks, and I got word that the quarterback that went down, Levi Duffel, went down before he even hit the ground.
Is that right? Pass incomplete, and a flag comes in. I think that's going to be a roughing the passer call. No, it's going to be, no, I'm sorry, it's going to be
intentional
grounding. We don't see that often without a rush.
Well, the ball didn't get to the line of scrimmage.
Just came out of his hands.
Yeah, I mean, you have to make that call. At first, I thought it was deflected.
Yeah, I saw it come out. It came out awfully strange. So a loss of down back to the 10-yard line now.
I think Coach got abandoned this spread offense. We have not, all season long, we're not a spread offense. And we just don't have the speed to run the spread offense. We just got to go and line up and go at them. Our best play was the first play we ran out of Iowa with the fullback for 4 yards.
Two receivers to the right side.
Started running ball.
Snap and a fumble, and then we pick it up. And no one carries for about 2 yards. It'll be third and 18 coming up.
Folks, if you're listening, it's bad. We're trying to describe this whole thing. This is ugly.
It makes the harm.
I mean, you've got a front four out of Reynolds. It's absolutely. You don't have to blitz and stunt linebackers, as I said before, because these front four are just defeating the five down linemen.
Two receivers now to the near side, one set, and a wing to the right this time. Snap is low, wants to throw the screen, got it off, but not much doing out there. I believe that's him, up to about the 11-yard line. It'll be fourth down.
What Reynolds is doing is locking on the corners, and the coverage people are in man coverage to put in great rush. And when you try that slip screen, when that guy goes underneath the line of scrimmage, that he's got a companion with him on his hip pocket. And that's why, you know, we got more negative yards out of this spread offense. We need to get in the eye and do the best we can.
Here's a snap and gets the kickoff. A nice punt back to the 50-yard line. And he'll return there. At the 45, wants to come to the left side. Now works his way back to the middle. And I think the ball came out, and we'll see who's got it. It did come out, and Pisgah has it at the 36, 37-yard line. So Pisgah does recover a fumble there.
Is either on that was Christian Bryant or Hunter White that got that fumble. You had a host of Black Bears around the young scat back that was just bringing that ball back. He was tough. I'll tell you what, man, you need to slip about three or four more guys on punt coverage to tackle that young man.
High formation, one back in the backfield, moves from right to left. Give a loss of about two. It was Dustin Messer on that carry.
This offensive line is taking a beating right now because our running backs, there's penetration out of the defensive front so bad. It's not one guy. It's like three and four. You got your entire, it's like we're not even blocking the down lineman.
We stay in the I formation. No receivers in this set. Double tights. Back to pass. Looks. Zipped and incomplete. Batted down there. No one's passed. It'll be third down and 11 quickly.
Just, you know, and it's like, you know, that corner, that was a corner blitz. Or it was a blitz off the pack, so it had to be the strong safety. The Sam backer was on a blitz and just got in the face of Nolan. It was supposed to be a play action and was unable to get the pass up. So they do blitz, but they blitz at the most, you know, at the perfect time.
We'll go back to the spread. One set, double receivers, and now we move on the offensive line. The left end. Dalton Tremble, I believe, 31-yard line now. The spot. Pisgah needs the 48-yard line for the first down. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. and one set. Snap. The throw. Steps up in the pocket, delivers deep downfield. That ball is way incomplete. Intended for Rowland down there. He threw a nice ball as it's overshot him. And it'll be fourth down, and Pisgah will punt again.
See, now, there we go. We had four receivers. We had, 15 yards to go. We had four receivers running downfield on all go routes, and not one person running 15-yard route. No dig, no curl, no, crossing route, no out, deep out to move the chains on a third and long. I mean, they just, and you're throwing where you're running them into the top.
Now here's a bad snap over the head of Twiggy. He's going to get a punt off anyway. And actually works out pretty good all the way back to the 40-yard line. You got to get Twiggy player of the game effort on that. That ball was snapped over his head. He kicked it from the goal line all the way back to the Reynolds 41-yard line. Wow. His net's not going to be that good just because the line of scrimmage where it was, but he made something out of nothing right there, punting the football. 5:49 left to play now. Reynolds football again, 28-0 is your score. Reynolds goes to work from right to left. Snap is high. Fields, now he'll get it off on the pitch. And not a lot of running room out there at the 38-yard line. He's tackled there for a loss.
Matthew Inman, Kyle Bloom. Great penetration out of the defensive front, including the linebackers on that, forced the play, and that's a negative play now for Reynolds. There's flashes of excellent play out Pisgah. They're just not stringing them together. You have a couple bad plays, and then you have a really good play.
And a timeout now. We'll take a timeout here down the line if we can, too. 5:25 left to play here in the second quarter. 20-0 is your score. Reynolds leads it. Back in a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of this football.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Now, back to the press box with Chad Upton and Chuck Biebernitz.
5:25 left to play here in the second quarter. It's been all Reynolds. 28-0 is your score. Reynolds football, 2nd and 15 from the 37-yard line. Two receivers either side. Snap. Looks left side. Pump fakes. Now rolls to the right side. Wants his receiver to go downfield, and he's got to tuck it and run with it. To the 45 and tripped up at the 47-48-yard line. He picks up a nice chunk of yardage on that play. It'll be third and short.
It's an awful difficult one. He had a receiver on the wide side curled up. Hunter White was on top of him. And then when he motioned him to go, that left an open field.
Here's a give out to their tailback. And
no wrap.
Finally bring him down to the 45-yard line after a...
Had him in the
field. Yeah, Inman had him.
And all you had to do was just wrap him. Wrap him, he goes down, and he just runs into him.
First down Reynolds at the 45.
And that, we speak of, is Tommy Burns, 6'3", 235-pound middle linebacker for Reynolds. But you're going to see this. You're going to see fatigue starting to creep into Pisgah's defense. The more snaps, the slower they are in reacting to the ball.
Give straight ahead again to pick up a point. That'll make it 2nd and 9. Receivers 3 to the left. One tailback back there, tight end right.
five-man front.
Oh, he snapped and he fumbled the football. He'll pick it up, and he'll be tackled at the 42-yard line. So a nice break for Visca. This backs him way back now. It'll be third and very long. On the shotgun snap, it was mishandled.
That's a break. But again, they've been in this situation a number of times with 3:56 left to go in this right before halftime, and they've come up with a big play. Nine of them over 20 yards, as we see.
It's a third 26 now for Rim. Block moves at 3:33. Man in motion out of the backfield. He'll go split out. Loads up, throws, middle of the field. It's going to be tipped and incomplete. Almost picked off by Hunter White.
Oh, Hunter, great defensive play. Had the receiver inside on him. Would not have been enough for the first down. But just the pass was just a little off. But Hunter was there on the play, got a hand on it, almost got the interception.
So the Rockets will punt.
I'm very impressed with the passing game of Reynolds. A lot of inside the hashes, routes running inside the hashes.
Snap and the punt, and it's a beautiful. Got a nice one off. Fair call for and fielded at the 16-yard line by Dakota King. A nice punt there out of the leg of that young man, Blake Metcalf.
Didn't he kick over an Inca?
I don't know. Maybe.
That name sounds so familiar.
That was a bomb he just hit right there.
Well, 3:12, we got to go into two-minute mode, try and get a score before halftime.
Pitch to the left side, Messer, brought down from behind. He's tripped up there and lost on the play to be second down.
Right now, our line is just they're getting whooped. That, who made that tackle? Safety. In the backfield. They saw toss sweep and were so slow in getting to the edge, and they're so much quicker that safety shot the gap from a weak side safety position to get there.
Here's another give in the middle. There's nothing there. Boy, I don't know what to tell folks right now.
I mean, our running backs are getting the football and having to contend with getting the football from the quarterback tackled at the same time. That's how poorly our offensive line is doing right now. I mean, it's just a poor job. They're just being physically whipped up front. And what they're doing, the defensive line are watching them, is they're using a swim technique.
The third and 12. Throws out to the flat, Rowan makes the catch at the 25-yard line. It'll be shy of the first down. And it'll be fourth down again. Josh Nolan checking up on that play.
Halftime, Elizabeth from 14, Tuscola 0. And again, that's at the half.
Tuscola down to their third string quarterback now. So Pisgah will punt again with 1:18 clock moving here in the second quarter. Snap. Twiggy's punt. They're called for and dropped. Now picked back up again at the 42-43 yard line. Just almost had a chance to fall on that.
It becomes a live ball. That whistle was blown. It dropped it, and when he picked it up, the official blew the whistle. That's a live ball. You got to play that out now. That eliminates the fair catch.
Right.
And so that was a quick, unfortunate whistle out of the official, because once he dropped it and he hit the ground, that's a live ball now. And even though he picked it up, you got to bring him down and tackle it.
Three receivers to the right side, one to the left side. back to pass, looks deep, middle of the field's got a man wide open and incomplete. Overshot him by about 2 yards.
He just ran a quick, skinny post and beat Dakota King. Dakota allowed him to get beat. That's the thing that our cornerbacks and our secondary people are allowing, and Reynolds is exposing this, is they are beating our people in the coverage on the inside.
Coach Law is going for the home run there.
And you cannot, that's one thing as a cover man, you cannot allow a man to beat you on the inside. Get beat the outside, but don't get beat on the inside.
Rolls right, looks to throw again. Now he'll flip one out and complete again. It's third down. Clock stops with 48 seconds left.
Went to the wide side, had him rolled out, had an inside slot receiver running a deep out, and then the go route out of the split end. Created some seam and some space out there, but the young quarterback couldn't get it there.
44-yard line will spot.
Levi Ledford.
Third and 10. Snap. Rolls right. Now looks back. Fires. Wide open. It is caught at the 29-yard line. It's first down for Reynolds with 40 seconds left before the half.
That's the old smash route where they clear out for a single of the outside receiver on a route, you know, like an out pattern to the sidelines and leaving the flag route wide open. And that was, again, that's, what, 20 yards right there?
Yep.
That's 10 plays over 20 yards.
Wants the throw again. Loads up. Left side. Fires down there. It's going to be caught. Touchdown.
11 plays over.
Kalen Reinhart on that catch.
And what they're doing is, if Pisgah will keep allowing them, it's going to keep allowing them to get beat on the inside, Coach Laws and Reynolds can continue running. That was a post pattern. He got on the inside. It wasn't all that. It was a mismatch as far as the players, but still the guy's on the inside of our cover people. It's a skinny post.
Snap, spot down, kick is away, and it is good. Timeout on the field. And we'll leave it right here. 35-0 is your new score. Reynolds leads it. And it's been all Reynolds all night.
Not a good performance. We talked about taking steps back. Again, I don't
know what to say to make people feel better.
You
know, I really don't.
You can't. You got to call it as it is. Right now, we're not. Right now, in this game, by this third game, we are not a very good football team. Kids are playing their hearts out. No doubt about that. They're giving everything they got. We're just not a very good football team. We're slow. We're not physically, I mean, we look smaller.
Yeah,
I know
we
do the work in the weight room. And let's not take anything away from Reynolds.
Reynolds is.
Reynolds is a fabulous football team. But again, when we talked about when it was 21-0, we talked about the Dauber going down. This is what happens. It's almost as we're running, we're playing in sand, and they're playing on a fast track.
Ball fielded in the end zone on the kick. And you're right, it's like it's two different surfaces you're playing on. That's absolutely a good point.
Well, we got 26.1. I'll just take a knee and let's get to halftime.
Sent two receivers out to the right side, one to the left side. Pitch out that way, and he's cut down. And you're right. We try to get out to the edge, and there's nothing there. Loss of two on the play for Messer. Not much you can do right now.
Well,
And that'll do it for the first half. Your score at halftime, Rails leads it 35-0. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll try to catch up on some scores from around the area in just a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of business football.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better State Farm.
In Waynesville, see Lee Starnes at 38 South Main Street. Phone 456-9471.
Cardiologist, radiologist, neurologist, internist, family practitioners, orthopedic surgeons, oncologist. It's a long and impressive list. Over the last 2 years, MedWest Health System has attracted nearly 30 talented physicians to our area. These professionals move here because of the wonder of living in the mountains and because they are excited by the growth and achievements at MedWest. MedWest Haywood and Clyde, MedWest Harris and Silva, and MedWest Swain in Bryson City are all expanding to bring you more comprehensive care. From OBGYN clinics closer to home to major cancer treatments, it's all here so our families can get great care at home. Find out more about MedWest on the internet by going to MedWestHealth.org. Excellence, our passion.
Jukebox Junction is backing the Bears. The Jukebox Junction restaurant and soda shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare to lunch and dinners, including a daily special, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox can handle your sweet tooth, too, with shakes, sodas, and sundaes. Call the Jukebox to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction Restaurant and Soda Shop, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light, the healthy junk food place.
Not sure who owns your bank anymore? With Champion Credit Union, it's simple. You do. We're local, and our focus is on you. So you might say, we've got local focal. Want to be treated special? Get local focal at Champion Credit Union, where anyone can open an account and enjoy great rates on loans and banking services, even businesses. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at the stadium, just underway at halftime. 35-0 is your score. We want to thank some of our sponsors here tonight: A-Plus Tire Care, Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Jim Bromley, WNC Towing, Ken Wilson Ford, and Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Again, without those sponsors, it would be very difficult for us to bring you Pisgah football on WPCL. Chuck, you got a couple scores there.
Well, we have Crest is leading T.C. Robertson 7-0. Asheville's ahead of the Q Foundation 22-6 in the first half. And Owen all over Inca 24-7. That's an ominous score right there. You have Mountain Heritage 7, North Buncombe 6. You've got Mitchell, 14-0 over Brevard. You've got Madison and, I can't read my handwriting. They're tied at 7 against whoever they're playing.
That Owen score, you're right, that's an ominous score.
And I think Irwin's ahead 24-2.
They were 10, up. They were
24-10, 24-12 over Iris Central. So those are some of the scores. And we have at halftime Elizabeth in Tennessee 14, Tuscola 0. That's our out of town score.
Well, there's not a whole lot of. Within the scoreboard or on the scoreboard here, there's not a lot of anything that you can say that makes you feel a whole lot better, right?
Well, we're looking at out-of-town scoreboard, and T.C. Robertson's losing again, and you got Owen all over Inca. We come in this game allowing 47 points a game, and that's 35 points in the first half. You know, I'm watching over there, and it's like a funeral over where the Pisgah football team was situated. What does coach do? I mean, bottom line, what you have got to do is you've got to find a way to keep playing or have somebody make plays. But the absolute bottom line is we are getting physically beaten up front. Our running backs, if our line does not start blocking people, our You know, our running backs are going to get killed. We make some big plays, but we really can't. We have no establishment and no rhythm on offense, and we've ran mostly out of the spread, which, you know, if we work on the spread all the time, I could understand that, but, you know, we don't run the ball very well from a tailback standpoint, but our best offensive play out of the I formation has been the fullback dive, where it's quick hitters just finding the seam and getting 4 yards. Well, I'm not objecting of running the fullback 10, 15 straight plays until they stop.
Absolutely.
If you look at four plus, but keep going to the fullback. Wear him out. You know, that will stop this outside pressure, because these guys that are just absolutely destroying the outside game are not the corners and not the outside linebackers. They're the safeties. Safeties are coming up reading extremely well, and we got nobody to put a hat on those safeties because we're trying to run without a fullback. Nobody's leading out there. We should lead with that fullback out there and put that man and wait for that safety to come up and put the fullback right on that safety. Now we've got somebody to handle it. But these guys are coming in unchecked and putting a licking on our running back. So offensively, we have just discombobulated completely. Defensively, our guys are playing hard up front. Our defensive front is, you know, is really trying to get some penetration. Kyle Bloom's playing an outstanding football game. But our secondary is got so many holes in it, they got more holes than Swiss cheese.
Yes,
they're allowing the guys to get on the inside. That's a cardinal rule of playing defensive secondary. You never let the guy beat you inside. And they are just allowing them to get on inside routes, and then that puts the receiver looking at the quarterback without a guy being, you know, without the defensive guy. You want to put yourself as a defensive man in between the quarterback and the receiver. So you want to play on the inside hip and stay on that inside hip. You have a shot for batting the ball down, and the three passes that we batted down was because we were on the inside hip. So we got to stop our guys allowing them to get on the inside and play better secondary coverage. But, you know, any time that you allow 11 plays in this half, 11 plays of 20-plus yards, tells you a lot about why you're down 35. No, they can be third and 15 yards to go for a first down to get a first down and move the chain. So overall, the only thing that's done well is been, you know, been tweaked.
And that's what we said at the onset too.
When you got a punter and a place kicker is one of your more, you know, lethal weapons, then, you know, you're staring right now 0-3. Here's the problem I'm looking for. You know, I'm hoping that won't happen. But you start losing your kids at 0-3, and they start doubting themselves. You go into the conference. Again, we have no idea with East Tennessee. Are they good? Are they not good? We just don't know. We know Franklin's good. But if we drop the East Tennessee game because we're still trying to figure out our identity, are we an I-formation team? Are we a spread team? We've not had a lot of snaps in 2.5 games. We've not had a lot of snaps out of the I formation. So you can't get proficient when it's live. And again, I understand what Coach is doing. Coach is trying to figure a way to get a playmaker the ball in space so he can make a play. The problem is the speed on defense of Reynolds is such a big mismatch. And we just, again, this is a year where we look very, very slow on a football field. And, you know, but from a statistics standpoint, as I start looking over these, you know, here is Reynolds with 123 yards rushing, 202 yards passing, 202 yards in one half for 325 yards. And we have, they fumbled twice and lost only one. And, but, you know, you look at us and we've got minus 6 yards rushing the football. If you can't rush it, you cannot win a football game. I mean,
that's the worst that I can ever remember. Ever.
Minus 6. We haven't gained a positive yard, and those aren't coming off of sacks now. Our quarterback hasn't been sacked. We can't run the football. We're minus 6 yards rushing and 58 yards passing. We're 52 yards. 325 yards to 52 yards. Offensively, they are just destroying us.
I can't.
When we got the football. And we're not doing much on the defensive side of the ball, but You know, you look at great play, Matthew Newman, 2 catches for 43 yards. Heath Rollins got 2 catches for 15 yards. That's pretty much, you know, you got Garrett Holland with 1 catch for no yards. Josh Nolan is 5 for 11 in the first half of 58 yards. Has not thrown a pick. Has made some good decisions. But his receivers have got to help him out and start running some more routes. I noticed that what we're doing on the receiver standpoint is our receivers are kind of coasting off the line. You got to come off the line like you're running a 100-yard sprint. You got to push that guy back to get yourself a cushion. Running the ball, Dustin Messer's having probably one of his, you know, he's probably wondering, I can't, you know.
You got to be frustrated.
You got to be, that's exactly right. You got to be frustrated. You don't want to start pointing figures, but somebody on the line's got a block. Poor kid's got 6 carries for minus 18 yards. And, you know, he's lost 14 yards. He's lost, he's lost 8, 6, 1. His first carry went for 0 yards, and the next 5 carries went for minus a yard. He can't even get to the line of scrimmage. You got, Kyle Bloom, our only guy, you know, Kyle Bloom with 4 yards, and Josh Nolan's got 2 carries for 3. Dakota King's got a carry for 4, and Goodlett's got 1 carry for 1 yard. I mean, there it is, folks. You know, poor Dustin Messer, and the last carry right there, that safety came up unchecked and took his legs out. And I mean to tell you, he got up slow, and you're thinking, how much longer can this guy stand? Look, what you're going to have to do, you can't do it in the spread. You got to go quick hitting offense, and I know coach is trying to figure that out with these guys. They're getting the linemen trying to get checked, but the linemen just got to get into the grill real quick. But when they're in the spread, if you watch Fisk's offensive line, when they're in the spread, they pass block when they're running the football. And these guys are so quick on the defensive side that they're just pushing them away, and then they're uncontested to the ball carrier. It's like a heat-seeking missile, and nobody else is in their grill, and they can't get ahead, and the linemen are turning around watching them, hoping they don't kill them.
Let's take a time out here. Be back with more at halftime in a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of business football.
Get your buddies and head to Fat Buddies for a table load of smoking combos. Lyle Mountain Ranch special with 2 racks of baby back ribs and half a chicken or a pig out for 2, steak and shrimp, Carolina Coast and Mountains with shrimp and a half a rack of ribs, or the boy howdy. Food's so good it'll make you squeal at Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Blazing.
Hi folks, this is Woody Durham. There's nothing like Carolina pride. I see it every day. But there is something that comes close. The pride you have in keeping your vehicle with a clean shine like brand new. That's why I recommend Pisgah Drive Car Wash. Like a Tar Heel playbook, you've got options. Touchless, soft touch, or combination car wash, plus self-wash bays and vacuum. Pisgah Drive Car Wash in Canton. For a clean like you've never seen.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, anything under the sun. Guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. They got just about everything at Carolina Pawn and Gun. Now, if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it. Get on over there, son.
Proud sponsors of the Pisgah Bears.
Jones Body Shop and Service Center is the one stop to keep your vehicles looking good and running well. There's expert body work from frame straightening to collision repair, restoration, and a deep gleaming paint job. Jones Body Shop prides themselves in satisfied customers. For mechanical work, they handle all minor mechanical repairs. Discuss your need with Jimmy Jones or Jason Jones at Jones Body Shop and Service Center. New Clyde Highway, Canton. Call 648-8304.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here at Reynolds High School. Your halftime score 35-0. Reynolds leads it. Coach, where do you go from here, buddy?
You gotta tell your kids you gotta play. I mean, look, you come here to play. You can't stop at halftime, and it's bleak and it doesn't look good. But you got to put this behind you, and you got to start finding something, an assemblance of an offense. If you're going to run the eye, run the eye. If you're going to run the spread, run the spread. But commit to one or the other. and just got to go. And if you get, you're taking your lickings running the spread, you're taking the lickings running the high against this team, what are you going to run through the rest of the year? And I would go for the short inside passing game, you know, and we haven't even thrown to a check down route or the tight end. So we're not throwing anything to these people, hooking up the tight ends and getting 5 yards and just dink and dunk all the way down the field. Run your fullback, run quick hitters, and make them play inside, and that's what I would do. I would get in the eye. Defensively, I would tell my corners, look, you know, and cover people. You're on them. Do not get beat on the inside. Lock in on the inside hip and run with them. And if he runs deep, you run deep. And, you know, but our front seven is playing fairly well.
Wow.
It's just a big play. I've noticed a real strong effort out of the kids trying to tackle low. And we haven't got a 15-yard penalty. And for the most part, our kids, when they get there, are making the tackles. So, hey, look at those things and say, hey, we're tackling better. We're doing good there. You know, we're playing good. Our upfront people on defense are playing the hearts out, and we're playing good there. We're causing havoc. We're starting to get to the quarterback. If our secondary can play well, they won't score another touchdown because they'll stop getting these big plays. Now, offensively, boys, we're going to stop this sitting and this NFL style. We're going to get in the old style, leg back, and we're going to fire off, and we're going to run that fullback. Because that fullback got 4 yards, and they didn't stop him. We're going to run that fullback and get 4 yards every time. And when they start looking for that fullback, then we'll start picking them out and everything. But right now, those are the things you got to do from the standpoint of us. You know, we got to look at us. This game's over with.
Right.
I mean, you know, our team can't score 35 points or 36 points to get this game tied. This game's over with. So we got to look to us and get better. We got to start playing to get ourselves ready for this episode.
I totally agree.
Conference schedule work. And here's the thing I was looking at. It could be so bad. All Pisgah has to do, because we're in the split conference, is win its final three games. They could lose all seven games going in, and they beat North Henderson, Smoky Mountain, and Brevard, which are doable things. And we can win the 2A, 1C, and go into the playoffs as a 1C with a 3-7 record. Okay, so there's postseason coming our way.
At home.
You know, probably two games if we're fortunate to get that. So, look, we build and we start. We don't throw a panic button. We play great football team. Two of the three teams. I'm not sold on any. I still think that because we had that hydration problem and then, you know, quote, food poisoning or whatever the thing was, these guys got into bad ranch dressing, that I'm not convinced. When it's 35-13 in the third quarter and we just all of a sudden go off and we're losing one starter after another, I'm not convinced that Inca was that, you know, was that great of a comeback. But, you know, you got to give, they came back, they won it, and they got it. But Robertson's a good football team, and this is a very good football team. So, you know, we're getting it handed to us by real good football team.
Yeah.
We should overcome this. Focus in on our conference and get ourselves right. These next 24 minutes, we're going to play lights out football and get better. And we're going to build that momentum when we go in to play East Henderson. We have a great week of practice, but we're going to start it right now. Practice for East Henderson starts this right now with this kickoff.
Back with more in a moment. WPTR Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton. Burger King in Canton at I-40 Exit 31 is proud to back the Pisgah Bears. Go support the team at every game you can. And when you can't, listen to WPTL. And just remember, it doesn't matter whether you win or lose.
No.
Just as long as you have your Whopper after the game. Join them at Burger King in Canton, I-40 Exit 31 for a Whopper. Because when you have it your way, it just tastes better.
Are you a parent teaching financial responsibility, or have a child off at college, or maybe you're going on a trip and don't want to deal with the hassle of traveler's checks? WNC Community Credit Union has prepaid debit cards. It's quick, it's easy, and also eliminates the liability of carrying cash. Prepaid debit cards at WNC Community Credit Union, 65 Eagles Nest Road in Waynesville, insured by the NCUA.
Thank you.
The smart way to keep your vehicle purring is regular maintenance. Make it easy. Pull in at Rogers Express Lube and Tire on Pisgah Drive. Locally owned by Buddy and Brandon Rogers. They use Valvoline, Castrol, and other brands. There's North Carolina inspection. And the Rogers sell all major brands of tires with state-of-the-art balancing and tire-changing equipment. Rogers Express Lube and Tire, 167 Pisgah Drive in Canton. They're open on Saturday, and they take credit cards. Call 648-7772.
For you and your buddies, set in on one of Fat Buddy's smoking combos. Might just want to warm up on one of their starting line specials. Big order of tater skins, Carolina chicken tenders, fresh fried mushrooms, fried pickle, basket of baby back ribs, a starting line sampler, or onion loaf. Food's so good, make y'all squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here at the stadium, Reynolds 35-0. Leads this football game, Reynolds set to kick it back. Low line drive kick. He'll get a pawn and a roll back into the end zone for a touchback.
Wasn't a great kick. It took a weird hop, and Dakota King just had that deflection, but it got back in the end zone. The moment it hit, breaks that goal line, that whistle's blowing for the touchback. Now they got to get their offense rolling. It's going to be interesting to see what adjustments they have made at halftime.
Two receivers to the right side, to the left side, one set. They stay in the spread shot. Snap, throws out to the left side. Caught.
Good job.
30-yard line, 40-yard line, 45, 50-yard line. It's Dalton James all the way to the Reynolds 45-yard line, a first down for the big black.
Great play coming out of the break, and that was just all it was instead of running the slip screen where he comes up underneath, he stays right there. And once he got that, he had that lead blocker. Great catch, great throw out of the junior quarterback, and great catch out of the senior split end, Dalton James, and picked up big yardage. And that is what you want to start this second half.
Two receivers right to the left, one set. On first down for Pisgah. Snap. Wants to throw. Fires. Caught again. First down again.
He's rolling. I'm telling you what, if they'll start this, that's great play calling out of Coach Presley right there. That's what you want to do. You want to come out, hit the spot, be quick. You notice everything's quick.
Right.
That was a quick pass out there on the split, turned into a big play, got a playmaker, the ball in space, and he picked up Dalton James, who I'm speaking about, picked up about 30, 35 yards. Then he get a quick out over to Heath Rowland, and he picks up a first down and moves the chain. Two plays, and we moved the chain twice.
Two receivers either side again. Now they jump. I think we're... Ball starting down there. Ball spotted at the 33-yard line.
Do you know what he may say? I bet you Coach Presley told his kids, I don't care if we get beat 100 or nothing. We're going to come back and win this football game. That's how we're going to play the second half. Great moment.
It was the effort.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Two receivers either side of the formation again. Snap. Stakes the give to the sprinter. And we'll give straight ahead Dustin Messer.
And that's a positive yard. One yard, but that's his first positive yard on his carry, his seventh carry. But it was a positive yard. And it was a quick hitting one out of the spread. It wasn't something that's taken a long time. He's getting his linemen, and they're firing out, and they're going after him. Completely different approach out of the offensive linemen than in the first half, where they're not standing up, they're going low, and they're driving.
Snap, looks, throws, incomplete. He wanted Edmond too hot.
Well, that's not on Josh Nolan. That's on Matthew Edmond because he came too hard and too fast on that slip screen from the slot receiver, and he got too close to the receiver. You got to come under control and almost on a jog to catch that football and get up underneath because your linemen are out there fitting. They're allowing the defensive line to get to the quarterback, and they're going up to the second level and trying to fit on those linebackers.
Pisgah needs a 23-yard line spot for the first down. It's third and 14, third and 13. Two receivers either side again. Nolan with the snap, back to pass, looking and sack, and he was hit hard. It's fourth down. Never saw that coming.
No, he was looking to the short side. The hitch route in the outer third was open momentarily, but he just did not see it. He may have been screened with a lineman in his face, but that backside or what came from his play side, because he's looking away from it, just, you know, it's one of those ESPN highlights. Sacks.
It
drew a lot of awes and oohs from here in the press box and out in the field. But Nolan's okay, a little shaken up.
So it's fourth down, physical punt now from their 46-yard line. Snap, punt is away. Knuckleballs at the 20 and was fielded at the 25. Now upfield to the 30 and hits into his own man at the 32-yard line where he's down. It'll be first down for Reynolds. 9:48 left to play, third quarter.
That was a not a great punt, but our punt coverage team was just standing there watching it, and a little speedy punt kick returner just picked the thing up and went up the sidelines, and this kid can scoop. You know, we got to be ready to make a play on this. That was just that's our fault as far as our punt return team, our punt cover team. That's a positive. That's a gain of about 13, 14 yards because it could have gone, you know, started from the 20, and now they're starting from the 32, 33?
Yep. They'll go shotgun, two receivers, three to the right. They'll spread a man out. He comes and sprints out to the near sideline at the
good tackle 40 by
38-yard line is the tackle.
Attaboy, Dakota. Shot the legs. That's the way you tackle right there. I take a highlight reel right now, I think, and I play that over and over and over for the kid. He didn't stand there with, his feet were moving, and he shot like a bullet coming out of a gun towards his legs and dropped him right like a bad habit.
Second five. Snap, gets straight ahead this time. There's not a lot of running room there. They stand him up.
Yeah, they stood him up, but the reason why they could stand him up is Dustin Messer, the Will linebacker, was in on the play and had his legs. He couldn't move, and then all of a sudden you had big Dalton Trammell in there, and then Alex Garner. David Hernandez. He's starting to play well. Got a hold of his upper body. That's what you want to do. First initial tackle's got to be low.
Three receivers to the right side. One step from the near side of the 42-yard line. Snap. Looks to throw, fires out there. It's going to be caught. Incomplete.
Good coverage on the play by Matt Lehman, and quarterback Levi Leffert only had one spot. Or is that Levi Leffert?
No.
They got the backup quarterback.
Searcy.
Okay, Searcy. Left-handed throw, because I thought maybe for a second he threw me off when he threw the ball left-handed. Put it out there just a little too far. But Matthew Lehman was there on the coverage. So far, series on each. Good out of the Pisgah defense, good out of the Pisgah offense. No points yet.
Punt is off. We fielded at the 20-yard line. Drops it now. Gets back on it at the 8-yard line. Pisgah will start their next drive from there. 8:19 left to play. First quarter. 35-0 your score.
Perfect law. When it rains, it
can't go wrong.
Yeah. Could have made a fair catch. When you rush and try to block the punt, you tell your guy, look, what we want, we have nobody there to block for you and set up, a return. So you automatically want to fair catch the ball. We'll take it right there. But we're going to try and block this thing. And we got people rushing in, and we have nobody to set up a return, so we need you to fair catch the thing. If he gets off the punt.
High formation this time for Pisgah. We give this time to Messer, I believe. He had a little bit of running room in the middle of the field. Pick up of about five.
We went high formation, and look, now you start to look. We're an high formation team. We just got to get our guys in a mode of attacking at the line of scrimmage and at the point of attack, which we did that play. We opened up a crease, and Dustin Messer gets about 5 yards.
He picked up Seattle at 6. It'd be 2nd and 4 here.
So that's a very positive gain right there.
Stay in the I formation. Here's a pitch this time. And he's cut down.
We don't have any answer for these safeties coming through. And what we're doing is we're running the toss sweep. And once we get outside, they have an extra half in their pursuit. But we're more inside the tackles. So we got to establish that running game inside. These guys don't like, I mean, look, let me tell you something. These guys, teams like this, they don't like guys coming right at them. Blockers coming right at them. But if they're running at angles, they run very fast and close it down.
Here's a give inside this time to the fullback and a first down.
Just like the head.
Kyle Blum on the carry.
We go to the fullback when you want to pick up and move the chains. Now, this is positive out of Coach Presley. I really, you know, I mean, look, let's just abandon that. And let's just play I formation football. Old time football. Get in your face. Have your guys blocking out there. We move the chains. Pretty good.
Yep. Stay in the I formation. Double tight step. One wing. Messer gets the call. He'll pick up 2. It'll be 2nd down.
We're getting better. I'm telling you, look, if, when you have a half with minus 6 yards rushing, you'll take a 1 or 2 yard gain.
Yep.
It's positive yards. Keep putting those positive yards. Assemble a drive, move the chains 3 or 4 times, and gain you some momentum.
So 2nd and 8, Pisgah needs the 32-yard line for the first down. 6:28 left to play third quarter. It's 35-0 Reynolds. Double tight set, one wing again. Play action. Plenty of room to throw. He does throw it incomplete. Wanted Blum there at the 32.
I didn't like that route at all. We had 3 people all within 5 yards. Somebody's missed, you know, we had a tight end running about an 8-yard out pattern. We had the wing back running about a 10-yard out pattern. And we had Blum coming out of the backfield, and he ended up being about 7 yards. I mean, you know, I understand where you're flooding the zone, but you got to have Blum run just across the line of scrimmage and get flat. And you got to have your tight end run about only 5 yards. And now you got 3 different areas you can throw when you flood the zone.
We'll go back to the spread on 3rd and 7. Slip screen caught Emmons. Emmons sheds 1 tackle, and he's got a 1st down all the way up to the,
good job,
the 7-yard line.
You know, our patented, you know, we patent that slip screen. We use it a lot, but that was run good because Matthew Emmons came under control on a jog until he caught the football and then took a burst. We have a senior stepping up, making a play. This is what we want. We want to make just a play. Now we'll try and make another play.
2 receivers left, 2 to the right, 1 set. Snap, looks, throws, left side, caught at the 33-yard line. He fumbles the football. They're going to rule him down, I believe, I hope. They do. It'll be 2nd and 9. On the far sideline.
They tried to use the same play that they started the half and took the split in, and he just took a step back, and the slot receiver with the twin set to the wide side takes his man out. The problem is that these backers pursue at such great speed and in a hurry, and so he was able to chase down Dalton.
On 2nd and 9 this time. Wants to throw. Pump fakes. Now he'll get rid of it. It's going to be caught. No, incomplete. 35. He'd lost yards on the catch anyway. Roland was the intended receiver.
Again, we have receivers in similar areas. Our tight end could not get off and got pushed outside. And what he did was there was supposed to be a big gap. Take the tight end and move him inside and set him up right there. That occupies the middle linebacker or that outside linebacker covering him. So then if you want to run something on the outside, you got a one-on-one with the corner on top of him and cover him. But if you get your tight end running to the outside, you're running coverage into the guy trying to catch the football.
2 receivers left, 2 to the right, 1 set. Snap. Wants to throw. Fires. Got a man down there. No, it's going to be picked off. At the 30-yard line, at the 20-yard line, at the 10, at the 5,
and he's in, touchdown. Another pick six. Bad throw out of Josh, just underthrew. They tried to run that slip screen, but instead of the slot receiver picking off the guy, he broke up the sideline. Josh just underthrew him.
He had him down the sideline, didn't he?
Well, we're throwing the ball on the outer thirds and nothing in the middle in this drive. And, you know, this middle, these guys are flying to the outer thirds. But that was just, you know, if he would have thrown over top and let him, that probably would have been six for us because he had the guy beat. But because he underthrew him, the safety on that side, who was breaking laterally, was able to pick it and take it up the sideline.
Spot kick is good. Timeout on the field again. 4:53 left in the third quarter. It's Reynolds 42, Pisgah nothing. Back in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
I'm talking to motorcycle lovers that died in the wool finding a stretch of twisty, turny back road. Nothing is too good for my bike, motorcycle riders. You know who you are. Is your insurance worthy of your bike? Unless you're riding with Nationwide Motorcycle Insurance, you can't be sure.
Contact Bill Clark at 167 Park Street in Canton to find out why so many riders are making the switch to Nationwide Motorcycle Insurance.
By Nationwide Motor Insurance Company, affiliated companies, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, and approval, product and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
4:53 left in the third quarter. 42-0 is your score. Chad Upton, Chuck Fearness from the stadium. Tim Hodges back in our Kansas studio. Ben Hall Reynolds tonight.
That's when we have this penchant for throwing to the outer thirds all the time. That's the danger, because when you run something like that, they got a lot of bodies out there too. They're not spread out. They're playing those outer thirds, and if that ball gets picked, that kid had an escort of four guys. Poor Dustin Messer was trying to get through and almost made that tackle at the goal line. But if that ever gets picked out in the outer thirds, there's an escort for this guy to go up the sideline.
Mm. Here's the kick. Fielded it to 5, 10, 15. Breaks the tackle to 20. Down the sideline to the 40 and run out of bounds there. A good return out there, I believe, by King.
Excellent return. The return was set up to move, it moves to the outside, trying to get that seal. If he can get around that end, which he was able to, then maybe he can get up that sidelines and return it for a touchdown. However, one of the safety men back was unchecked. So he makes a tackle, but, we start to drive at the 43?
Yep. And now a mess as everybody jumps offside except for the center quarterback exchange. That'll bring us back 5. It'd be 1st and 15 now. Back to the 38-yard line.
They got McKinley Brown in. Josh Nolan's out.
Brown, the starting quarterback for the JV team. Give to the fullback. Have to get his number. Up to the 5-yard line.
I did not see if Josh
Garrett
took
Holland
the hit,
on the carry.
But he's got Doug Branch talking with Josh. I don't know if Josh is injured. Anytime you got the trainer talking to you, you got something wrong with you.
Two receivers to the right, one left. Eye formation again. Holland on the carry. Maybe one. It'll be 3rd and 10. This is going to need the 47-yard line for the first down.
And here's the thing is that your backup quarterback who played on the JV may not have all of the playbook, and reps and practice that Josh has. So you got to go a little bit more vanilla.
Garrett Hahn again on the carry to the 45-yard line. It'll be 4th down. Fiskin will punt again. We'll take a timeout after this punt.
young sophomore McKinley Brown got a little taste of varsity football. They're working on Josh. They're working on arm or something like that, so it's not his noggin.
Or a knee.
Or a knee. His throwing arm. He might have been hit there. That's not good, though.
Low bounce. We get it off. No, it's blocked. Ball scatters on the turf, and it will be recovered, but it'll be in good field position for Reynolds' 38-yard line assist. The bad snap led to that play. Receivers to the left side, to the right side this time for Reynolds. They've got their backup quarterback in inside Pisgah territory. Hands to their tailback for about five, maybe six. Chase Foster on the carry. They bring up second and about five.
From his free safety spot, Austin White came up, made a good tackle. Had that back of his feelings rattled. He's trying to fix his chin strap and everything, and they're lined up ready to go. I'm very impressed with Reynolds. No huddle. They get a lot of snaps in the game.
Quarterback will keep to about the 31-yard line. It'll be third two coming up.
On the tackle, Tyler Hanna. Now in at linebacker. Got Nick Phillips out there. Boys got a little grit in their veins. We're missing, you know, Zach Henson and Levi Holland. But these guys are filling in admirably.
Throw out to the left side is incomplete. It'll be fourth down. And Reynolds will probably go down here in this field position.
Saw over there that it looks like Josh may be done. Had McKinley Brown taking snaps. Did you see him? What happened?
No, I did. I did. Fourth and about three, they go. Snap. Quarterback will keep, and he'll go down. It'll be a turnover on downs. Physical will get the football back now at the 44-yard line.
Okay, tackling out there now.
Let's take a timeout here. 1:31 left to play here in the third quarter. Physical down 42-0. Back in a moment. WPTL Radio, the voice of Physical football.
Sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun. They got guns and tools and diamond rings, guitars and electronic things. Now if you need some cash, there ain't no doubt, Uncle Sam ain't gonna bail you out. Come see the folks at Carolina Pawn and Gun. They gonna hook you up. Get on over there, son. Buy it, sell it, trade it, pawn it, Carolina Pawn and Gun.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
Trey Goodluck carries on first down to the 45-yard line. It'll be second three. 1:10 left in the third quarter. Pisgah down 42-0.
You know, McKinley Brown had a great game in the JV game, which the JVs won Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And he's back in action.
Carry ahead to the fullback for a yard, third and one.
See, they can't signal in anything right now because he's having to run to the sideline, so he's going to get them legs and arms and his body loosened up. He runs to the numbers and then runs back to the huddle to the far side.
He's going to need the 48-yard line for the first down. I formation, one wing in there. Here's a give. No. A pitch back here, and it's going to fall on the turf and be laid on, and that's a loss of about 7 yards on the play. A broken play. It'll be fourth down.
Fourth
Pisgah will make a decision here.
What they're doing is McKinley's probably out of the quarterbacks is the better runner. And right now coach is trying to figure, they're doing a lot of the fullback option play.
That's the end of the third quarter. We'll take it as well. 42-0 is your score. Pisgah down against Reynolds. One quarter to play. Back in a moment, WPTO Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Ken Wilson Ford in Canton has been doing business locally for over 31 years. They recently won Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all previous customers for your loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. Their professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Your child gets a sport injury. Your father suffers joint pain. Someone needs hand surgery or a knee replacement. MedWest Ortho has specialists to take care of almost all your 206 human bones. 9 orthopedic surgeons at Western Carolina Orthopedic Specialist in Clyde and Silva Orthopedic Associates and 2 spine specialists at Mountain Spine in Clyde. All these skilled doctors provide advanced care for children and adults. Our MedWest ortho doctors are board certified and experienced. Many have distinguished fellowships. You can see their impressive resumes in our newspaper ads. And visit MedWest online at www.medwesthealth.org. MedWest Ortho brings orthopedic excellence to the North Carolina mountains. Excellence, our passion.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Back live at Reynolds High School, just underway in the fourth quarter. Reynolds returns a punt now to the 35-yard line. But this will be back as the flag is way back at the 24-yard line. This will come back. Block in the back. Chuck, I think you might have had some scores there, Buck.
Well, we had Cresta's over T.C. Robertson 14-0 in the second half. Asheville 35, Q Foundation 6. Owen 24, Inca 17. The Jets are starting to make a comeback. You had Tuscola late in the third quarter, now down 35-0 to Elizabeth in Tennessee. Some of the scores we've got on the out-of-town scoreboard. So if we're out of town, is it in-town scoreboard because we're out of town?
No, because those scores aren't in town either. Just leave it as it is, but don't make anything more complicated than it has to be.
Fourth quarter, folks.
On first down, a carry for about 3. It'll be second 7. 11:31 left to play here in the fourth quarter. Pisgah down 42-0.
You know, it's bad when they got a guy number 34 taking snaps at quarterback. That's going down to the depth chart.
And he'll keep and he'll run, and he's got first down yardage and more, Chuck, at the 40, 45, out of bounds at the 50.
Wow. That's taking a running back and putting him at quarterback. Because they're not going to throw the football.
Forty-eight-yard line of spot to carry him. Another give straight ahead. He's tackled at the 50-yard line. So second 13 coming up. 10:55 left to play here in this game. 42-0. Reynolds leads.
Kyle Bloom comes up pumping. That's not a cramp either.
And this is a point, Chuck, we just want to get out of here as healthy as you can.
Yeah, I mean, do. You know, got everything. This non-conference part of the schedule has been a disaster, so we got to get ready for East Henderson at home.
Quarterback will keep it down at the 50-yard line. It'll be third down.
Great play out of Austin White, the safety, coming down on the option play from a safety spot in the open hole, forcing the quarterback to get up inside and making the tackle at the same time. It's a good play out of the senior safety. Of course, they've dropped Austin down to, you know, almost in the linebacker spot, and they're bringing linebackers up the middle.
Give straight ahead, runs it to a man, and be brought down there to be fourth and ten.
There's that warrior kid, Dustin Messer. That kid plays his heart out every time. I mean, that's a tough kid. Play. I don't think he comes off the field. Blitzed on there and tripped the guy up for a loss. With no threat of passing the ball, you know, out of the spread, they're bringing the heat up in the middle, A gaps and B gaps with the linebackers. That's Dustin Messer right there, and trying to look at the other young man. Because of the spread, you can't go a traditional 4-3. You're going a 4-2, which is, really turns into a 4-2-5.
Reynolds takes a timeout. We'll take one here as well. 42-0, your score, 9:15 left. 9:15 left to play in the game. WPTR Radio, the voice of Pisgah football.
Character counts in the automotive repair business, and your reputation is the most valuable tool in your garage. Singleton's Automotive is celebrating 15 years of providing the people of Haywood County with reliable service and results they can depend on. Singleton's Automotive is an official Napa Car Care Center, staffed with ASE-certified technicians offering all levels of auto repair, and they even have shuttle service. Car care with character. Singleton's Automotive, 55 New Clyde Highway in Canton. Call 648-8300.
Back to the stadium for more Pisgah High School football action on AM 920 WPTL.
.9:15 left to play in the game. Reynolds will punt the football now. The spot at the 49-yard line. Matthew M is set to return. All bounce, carries to the 10. Well, it will be down there. Matthew thought about touching him, but he did not.
Well, everybody started flying towards the flag. The ball bounced. When it hit the 10, the coverage people for Reynolds was flying in a direction towards the corner, and the ball bounced back, and there was nobody there. Matthew sprinted up to it from about the 4-yard line to about the 10 and had that thought, you know, like I'm scooping. But great reaction out of Reynolds' coverage team. Prevent that.
So first down and 10 from the 10-yard line. Just get tight in the eye. Here's a pitch out to the left side at the 15, at the 20, and down at the 22-yard line. So a nice carry there. First down yardage for Pisgah.
Good job up in McKinley Brown. You know, that option attack right there sucked everybody in at the fullback, and it just pulled. This is straight option football. Looks a lot like Nebraska, more so than it does Wisconsin. And everybody, you know, got sucked into the fullback, and McKinley pulled it and pitched it out to Trey Goodman.
Gives straight ahead this time to the fullback, Kyle Bloom, on the carry. One of the bright spots for Pisgah tonight.
Gutty kid, plays his heart out. Limps back to the huddle. I don't think you'd want to take him out. He would be one of those that would refuse to leave.
You haven't seen the cramps, and I know it's cool or not, but you haven't seen those leaves.
Right. That's a good thing.
So we fixed that problem. Kyle Bloom again.
Good hard run.
To the 31.
Kid's running on one and a half legs right now. That one left leg is just bad, and it's taking everything for him to get up. He hobbles back. Looks like the right leg. Excuse me.
I formation. Pitch to the right side. It's going to be a first down and more to the 42-yard line before he's tackled.
They got a face mask penalty because the kid went high on Trey Goodlett instead of going to the leg. And when he reached up around the shoulder pad, he reached up and grabbed his face mask. So that's going to be an extra 15 yards tacked onto the run. A good play again. Now McKinley Brown is starting to run this option attack. And this is good for this young man to get some, PT out here in this fourth quarter because he gets some varsity action.
So they will add 15 to this.
And see, that's what you want your quarterback to do. In running the option, you just make the right decision. Read, make the right, either pull or give, to your fullback. And if everybody's coming down on the fullback, pull it and then quickly pitch. And that's what he did up with Trey.
I formation. Man in motion from right to left. Snap, gives inside.
Went at the hard run.
To the 39.
Is that Bloom or is that Garrett Holland right there? Pyle gets up and it looks like Bloom. Who else? He just saw two Reynolds linebackers standing there about 5 yards off the line of scrimmage, and he just took both of them on and drove them back for an extra yard or two. Got a shoe repair. We're going to probably have to take a timeout, although we're setting the clock, letting the clock run and taking some time. Now he puts the 25-second clock in order.
Kyle Bloom again on the carry. First down again for Pisgah.
Look, this is out of I formation. This is doing a lot. Even though you got a backup quarterback, they know you're running. But it doesn't matter. If down here in the directional, you just don't know what side, and it hits you so quick, the ball's past you. This is why it's so effective. We're not a spread team. We are an I formation team and go directly and hit them quick.
Pitch this time. And then we take it down to the backfield at the 35. Goodlett on the carry, I believe, that time.
Yeah, we tried a little toss sweep, and last two plays, our fullback got 5 yards apiece and moved the chain. And then we tried a little toss sweep to the wide side. And just still a lot, even though these are the backups for Reynolds, there's a lot of speed out there.
Sure.
For the
yep.
Garrett Holland on that carry. No, Tyler Hanna. 44, Tyler Hanna.
Picks up to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third and 10.
I like the way our fullbacks run the football.
5:53 now. Clock continues to move. 42-0. Reynolds leads. Pisgah football first and 10 at the 32.
So they got a couple plays. They probably went through the whole play sheet and said, okay, McKinley, what ones you know?
Exactly.
These are the plays we're calling.
Pisgah takes a timeout. We'll take one here as well. 5:33 left to go in the game. 42-0. Reynolds leads. Back in a moment, WPTO, the voice of Pisgah football.
Haywood EMC is proud to support Pisgah Bears sports. Your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative has grown with a single commitment of affordable, reliable, and safe electrical services. In addition, they can provide you with energy conservation assistance, security lighting, backup generators, and whole house surge protection for your home or business to make life better for you, the member. Haywood EMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to Pisgah High School Football on AM 920 WPTL.
Pisgah football brought to you tonight by Jones Service Center, Rogers Express Loop, Singleton Automotive, Haywood EMC, the Single Stop Stores, Jukebox Junction Cafe and Soda Shop, Riverview Farm and Garden Center, Midway Medical, and Champion Credit Union. Join us tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the David Presley Show at the Jukebox Junction. Coach Presley and I will talk Pisgah football. That'll be at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning right here on WPTL and WPTLradio.net. Third down and 10 for Pisgah here. The 33-yard line. They need 23 for the first down. And I think he's played pretty good under center.
He's done a very good job. And here's his first pass.
Caught.
Fullback coming out of the backfield. It was a very good pass. That's a little West Coast action right there with fullback Tyler Hanna coming out of the backfield, made a good catch, good pass out of the sophomore quarterback. Tell you what, these are things you can build on. You can tell your sophomore quarterback, you can throw, you can play at this level, son. You just got to believe.
I thought he was impressive last night running the football, particularly in it. That JV team's 3-0, and they beat TC, and they beat Reynolds. So that bodes well, certainly.
Well, it's been McKinley Brown's show on the JVs. He's a kid that can run the football. If he can just manage the game and learn the plays, you know, he'll push Josh for that starting job. And that's what you want. That'll make Josh, if Josh holds it, then that'll make Josh better.
Second and eight from the 20. Just under 5 minutes left now. Here's a pitch to the right side this time. Down the sideline.
That's that little
is Dakota King.
I tell you what, man, he just slips in and out. You think you got him all wrapped up, a little Barry Sanders in him, all of a sudden he just gone. Up pass around the blockers and around the edge for positive yards. McKinley's running a marathon back and forth from the huddle. Goes from the play to the coach, gets the play, comes back to the huddle. Good run up the middle.
Straight ahead. Should be enough for a first down at the 10.
That looks like Tyler Hanna.
It will be enough for the first down. It is good. Threatening to score here for the first time tonight.
Absolutely. Tyler Hanna. You got a couple in the huddle looking at it. It's only 4:43, boys. You got plenty of time. Ball sitting at the 10-yard line. Now you got first down and goal. And you just got 10 yards to go to put some points on the board.
Been a long time since we've been shut out. High formation, play action, looks left side, throws, incomplete.
Now see, that's just inexperience. The quarterback didn't set his feet. And he saw him wide open. That was Garrett Howland, a tight end, just getting the seam. But you got to set your feet, transfer your weight, and throw the football. What he did was give you a little jump pass because you were trying to hurry up. He saw he was open. That's just inexperience right there. Coach Presley and his staff will get that correct. Got a lot of things to clean up on the offensive side of the football, but, you know, it's a work in progress right now.
There's an inside give right there.
Down to the five.
It'll be third down.
And that should be Tyler Hanna, who's done a marvelous job coming in. Kyle Bloom's out. He can't be walking around. We haven't got word yet on Josh Nolan. He went out after the pick six, which made the score 42-0.
High formation again now on third down from the five. Third goal from the five. Down to about the two.
All right.
Dakota King on that carry.
Absolutely. He's, you know, he squeezed through, turned his hips, spun around, and, you know, initially was hit at the line of scrimmage at the five and found and worked his way down to the two, just inside the 2 yard line, Chad. Well, fourth down and goal.
You're going to score. Now's the time. You got to give our people credit over there. We didn't bring a very big crowd over here tonight, but a lot of those folks stayed throughout this. Pitch to the right side. And pitch down at the one. He could not get in.
Just missed it. Tried to toss sweep the ball to the outside lead blocker, but they, when they shifted at the line of scrimmage and brought the man in motion, the Reynolds team moved over to that side. So they, what they were doing is they were playing, you know, the strength of the formation. That would have been something to go, you know, shift and put everything out to the right-hand side and then run the toss sweep to the left.
Mm.
You'd have had them shifted to the right and you could have walked in backwards.
So Pisgah gives it up on downs. 3 minutes left in the game. Reynolds will get the football back at the one. Their one. Here's a snap. Quarterback keeps it straight ahead, way out of the end zone shadow, all the way up to the 23-yard line.
That was a quarterback sneak. That may be the longest quarterback sneak I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
They're looking for everything outside the A-gap, outside the guards, and the quarterback in the center just went right up the middle.
Sneak for 24. Two receivers to the left, one to the right, two to the right. the 26-yard line, it carries. Pick up about three. It'll be second down. Reynolds needs the 34-yard line for the first down. David Preston Show at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll be back here on the air at home, 6:30 our air time, next Friday night. This will take on East Henderson.
Tell you what, they're committed to the spread. They run, like they were trying to run the clock out in the spread. They no huddle it. I mean, I like that. You commit to something, everything's tailored towards your talent level. Good hit on that last play by Austin White, the center. We got Hunter White, the sophomore, Austin White, the senior. We got the White boys. Both of them are out there, good football players.
Yep.
Smart kids in the classroom, too. They do what they're supposed to do. Good parents.
Quarterback will keep straight ahead, and he's got a first down up to the 38-yard line. Another sneak.
Oh, Heath Rowland's in there. They forgot to teach Heath. You know, Heath on the first down, outstanding baseball player for the Pisgah baseball team, but they had to teach Heath to, you know, Heath went high, and he got cured 5 to 6 yards to that. Oh, he had him zeroed in, too. Boy, he could have took them legs out and have dropped him right there. But he leaped up and got on his back, and that kid just took him for about 5.
Play clock at 15 seconds. Game clock at 33 seconds. Here's a snap. Takes the knee, and that will do it. That'll be the final play of tonight's game. Your final score, Pisgah shut out tonight, 42-0. Back with more in a moment, WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Free stuff. Everybody likes free stuff. Nobody can get enough free stuff. So listen up. Free stuff happens with Single Stop Stores Rewards. Your nearby Single Stop gas and convenience stores will have you getting free stuff just for doing what you already do, shopping at Single Stop. And you sign up for free. So get all the details on Single Stop Stores Rewards at your nearest location and start getting free stuff. Jukebox Junction is backing the Bears. The Jukebox Junction restaurant and soda shop is open for breakfast from 7 a.m. From hearty morning fare to lunch and dinners, including a daily special, the Jukebox will feed your family well. Jukebox can handle your sweet tooth, too, with shakes, sodas, and sundaes. Call the Jukebox to reserve their private room for up to 40. Jukebox Junction, restaurant and soda shop, Highway 276 at Bethel Red Light, the healthy junk food place.
Things are really buzzing around Midwest Haywood, Midwest Harris, and Midwest Swain. It's all about Busby Wellness. He has rock-hard abs and a smile that brightens the room when he enters. Busby Wellness is the new wellness mascot for Midwest Health System. Buzz's motto is, be well, be fit. It's a natural slogan for Midwest Wellness Program. After all, bees are industrious and work together for the wellness of their colony. So Buzz is now prepared to put some fun in a serious message to remind everyone good nutrition and regular physical activity can help lower the risk of many chronic diseases. You'll spot Buzz at Midwest screenings and events, and he's available for appearances at civic clubs, schools, and special events that promote health and fitness. To invite Buzz, call 452-8088. Buzz B Wellness, 452-8088.
Riverview Farm and Garden Supply has been your hometown dealer for feed, fertilizer, horse tack supplies, fall plants and vegetables, hay, and so much more for over 25 years. Be sure to come by and check out the 2011 selection of Pisgah ware. Hats, t-shirts, car decals, and more will get you ready for game day. That's Riverview Farm and Garden, just down from the stadium on Penland Street in Canton. Call 648-2164 or come by and see Ronnie and his staff Monday through Saturday.
Midway Medical Center supports the Pisgah Bears. And Midway Medical Center provides your family with quality health care in a friendly, safe, and caring environment. Choose two locations. Canton's office at 30 North Main Street has four family physicians. The Clyde facility at 6750 Carolina Boulevard has five family doctors providing service even on weekends and evenings. Monday through Thursday until 7, Saturday noon until 2, and Sunday 2 until 4. Midway Medical Center, our family taking care of your family since 1959.
Your home for Pisgah High School football is AM 920 WPTL.
Back live here at Reynolds High School, some scores from around the area. Crest 26-0 winner for leading Robertson. Mount Heritage 14-13 over North Buncombe. 35-6 is the score from Asheville over the Cube Foundation. Tuscola losing 35-0 versus Elizabethton. Nick at 34-24 now over Owen. Madison 14-7 lead. Irwin a 34-20 lead. Other winners tonight, Avery, Murphy, Mitchell, Hendersonville, and Franklin 14-6 with the Franklin score over Swain. A good ball game there, Chuck.
Well, I tell you what, the big scores, probably a couple scores that surprised me, and that is T.C. Robertson getting shut out for the second week in a row, and another comeback by the Inca Jets over Owen. And, you know, Kenny Ford doesn't like playing passing teams. You know, you remember back when Zach was a sophomore and threw for 421 yards, and Kenny Ford said he's not going to play a Zach James Pisgah football team again. And we've not played them ever since that time. But, you know, obviously, you know, Ford's having trouble with Manny Matsakis' passing game, and Inca's come back again.
That's the second time they've done that.
You know, so, but, you know, here it's just, we got a lot of growing pains, bud.
We do.
We just got a lot of growing pains. We got to keep trying to play and find ways to get better. I know it's hard, but, you know, this is so un-Pisgah-like, you know, losing 42-0 in this football game. And, you know, we have allowed 45, 49, and 42 points in three football games. And, you know, looking at our defensive play, we made a lot of mistakes on the defensive play, but I saw some shining moments there, and I saw some improvement. So, you know, but let's not take this away. And this Astro Reynolds Rockets team is a fabulous team, man. They got a lot of speed, big kids, strong kids. You know, they pursue the football. They had a great defensive plan against our spread. We couldn't do anything about it. We hit a couple, you know, big plays, but we could never capitalize on it. I don't know what the situation is with Josh Nolan, but, you know, McKinley Brown come in, got his first varsity action and almost threw a touchdown pass, and there's some things right there I could see in using McKinley Brown, because he's a very fast runner, and, you know, he can do some things. You can give him some more PT. But, you know, we're just going to have to find, you know, players are going to continue to play and get better, and that's all you can do. Put all this away, we're 0-3 in the conference. I mean, 0-3 in non-conference. We've got conference play. We got to turn all the focus on East Henderson right now.
Let's take our last time out. Be back with more in a moment. WPTL, the voice of Pisgah football.
Great-great-grandpa Buddy was right touchy about his slow cooking his game over a warm hardwood fire, then basting the meat with his secret sauce to seal in the flavor. Just can't get in a hurry, he'd say. But when you come to Fat Buddies, you want slow cook, serve feist. So pit stop platter with your favorite barbecue, couple of side fixings, and you'll be in and out in a half hour. Fat Buddies Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Did you know that anyone can take advantage of Champion Credit Union's great rates on loans and services? And that includes money for your business, too. Banks may be closing down, changing their names, and tightening up on lending, but we've got money to loan. Look us up online or stop in at one of our locations. We're in Arden, Canton, and Waynesville. You won't believe the difference. Champion Credit Union. Local people helping people for almost 80 years.
Now, back to the press box with Chad Upton and Chuck Biebernitz.
Back live here at Reynolds High School, final time tonight. 42-0 was your score. Pisgah shut out for the first time in recent memory.
by a very, very good Reynolds team. You said that. You can't take, you can say that you didn't play well and say, oh, you can go all night until tomorrow morning.
So that,
the reality is it's a good football team that you played against.
Absolutely. Well said is that we didn't play well because we played a great football team that took us out of our game plan. I do think that Coach Preston is going to have to take a look at his offense and say, look, we're going to have to be one or the other. We either spread or we're an eye. You know, we don't have the burners on the outside that leaves threat. We've just got to do things that teams are not expecting us, and we've got to, you know, while you have a line. I remember Jack Colley, who's been coaching high school football in the state of North Carolina for the longest time, over 40-some years, say one time that the weaker your offensive line, the wider your splits go, because you got to help them create natural seams. The stronger the offensive line, you close the splits in between your center guard and tackles. And I think that's what we're going to have to start looking at, our splits of our offensive line and widening them out to create, because teams are lining up on technique anyhow, one technique, three technique, and we just got to move them out and create some space. Overall, you know, it was just a performance that I thought you could find some things that we did, some positive things against a good football team. But, you know, somehow as a coaching staff, you got to find a way to let it go. Because we made every mistake. We had bad snaps on punts. We had poor coverage. We had the misfiring on passes. You could go everywhere. But if we're going to take anything away, I thought Pisgah played their hearts out and did a better job in attempting to tackle properly. And that, I think, you can take away, that the kids really made a concerted effort in being better tacklers. You take that effort and you can build from it. You know, folks, as bad as it looks, down the road we may be looking at this as saying, look, we got better. You know, we didn't think so at the time, but we got better playing these three teams.
David Preston show on tomorrow morning from the Jukebox Junction at 8 a.m. Sorry, didn't mean to scream in your ear. Tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. And we'll be back here 6:30 back at the stadium in Kent. 6:30 is their airtime for East Henderson, kickoff at 7:30. For Chuck Fieber, it's Tim Hodges. This is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to Pisgah High School Football, live on AM 920 and streaming on the web at WPTLradio.net. Join us all season for Pisgah Black Bears action, home and away. And come back tomorrow morning at 8 for the David Presley Show, live from Jukebox Junction in Bethel. For more Pisgah football on WPTL.
This is WPTL Canton. Thanks for listening to us today. WPTL's country and Christian programs, network news, and major sporting events are presented by Sky Country Broadcasting Incorporated. Portions of our broadcast day are pre-recorded. We are an equal employment opportunity company. Your comments and suggestions are welcome. Write Post Office Box 909, Canton, NC 28716, or visit our studios at 133 Pisgah Drive, AM 920, WPTL. TL Canton.